You're listening to Fakeologist's Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Been there. Alrighty. So here we are in the live stream on the, no idea what the date is in June.
26th of the 6th, 2017.
We've come into the live stream to talk about, I was quite excited to sort of look at this yesterday and suddenly realise that it's the flaming golden triangle, Grenfell Towers, of every sort of major newspaper. And they all had this shot of this V, basically inverted V, the golden triangle, if you like, I've been pointing to, that this area of development in the UK has been hyped and highly sort of hyped and asserted by, you know, these rail routes, a new rail line between, it's called the Golden Triangle of Universities between Oxford, Cambridge and University College London and Imperial College. And University College London and Imperial College are basically exactly where the London Eye is. So at the head of this pyramid, this imagined pyramid, we have an eye at the sort of centre of London. And I'd already looked at this idea of the Thalamic Thames, the way it weaves, and this image is put into our head. And the Millennium Dome alludes to the pineal gland. And there's this idea of like popular culture going on in the Millennium Dome. And then these ideas feed back into the bloodstream, into the consciousness of society. And you've got the EastEnders every night with that image put in our heads of the snaking Thames sort of going in and out around this Millennium Dome. But it's like the brain of Britain. It alludes to the brain of Britain, this centre. So we've had these three ops, Tower Bridge, London, Westminster, right in this eye, effectively this eye at the peak of this pyramid, which is being suggested. So, so when this Grenfell Tower thing happened, I thought, well, of all the places in all the country, I've been talking about this Golden Triangle, there is another one right at the peak of it, at the apex of it. You couldn't have placed it any more accurately. And then I went back and looked at these front page covers, and it's this V. It's this pyramid. It's the Golden Pyramid. And they did deliberately make the flames to make that V. And then they, that inverted V shape or that pyramid shape. And that's what they put in all the papers on the front pages. That is the image from it. It's the money shot. Iconic. And I mean, I can see that it looks obviously contrived now. So obvious. They've all got that V, but veterans, such as Chris, and I was just chatting to, he was sort of almost not skeptical about it, but I can see that V now. Anyway, my soliloquy.
Yeah, well, good afternoon, Tom. And everything you've said there hits home. Everything that you've said there is definitely something that's observable. It's also falling into a pattern that we know they follow. The trouble is trying to get the idea across to people who don't know it, who just think it's just it's something despicable, a fire, a random accident. But
have you converted anyone? Because
but only on things of past, not anything that's been
not the Grenfell Tower.
You know what I mean? For instance,
oh,
I think he's muted himself, man.
All right, yeah, cool.
I was getting interference.
When you're Manchester op, Ariana Grande, I can imagine it being difficult, close to home. That's one of the recent sort of close to home ones. And for me, yeah, Grenfell Tower, fairly close to home. And not many people are going to be swayed on that one. But the odd couple. I was at a party the other day and a guy sort of seemed to take him what I was saying. And he kind of agreed with me, I think, driver. And he said, I asked him about suicides on trains, and he said two in 26 years he'd seen as a train driver. I don't know why I'm suddenly segueing to this, but I thought it was real and gritty. And because I wondered about how often it happened, and what it must be not very pleasant for a driver. But two in 26 years of driving trains wasn't too bad, I thought. But he said one of them smiled at him and did it, and the other one did it backwards. But not too many of those go on.
2212, can you hear me?
Yeah.
But I'm someone sorry, who I'm getting interference again. It seems to happen every time I start talking now and again. The harshest thing with the Ariana Grande thing is people seem to pay more attention to the tribute that was on afterwards. And obviously you had all the logistics with that. I mean, there was more logistics in the tournament and the laying of the flowers than there was in the actual leading explosion.
Jumpers at the Ari Grande, though, was there? Good evening, gentlemen.
Yeah, there was. The explosion was filmed live. There's no explosion filmed live, even though it said the explosion filmed live. There's lots of discrepancies there, but it's the consensus now. The consensus of the modern people seems to be the truth.
Well, but I think
that was wrote about 100 years ago. So if we're talking about trying to convert people, obviously it's easy for someone to go back and look at
cladding, something. Cladding.
To look at something that's not part of their history. So you could say to someone, for instance, hard to convince someone that JFK was, pretty much a hoax. You can go back on that. So I'd suggest do the basic legwork of a fakeologist. Learn the licks, so to speak. And then when you do see things like this, and you got to pay attention to the people who were on here as well. These people have all got different angles. For instance, you're doing the big triangle there, Tom. And we all know about the triangle. We all know the significance of the golden triangle. We all know the significance of the golden triangle and the drugs trade. And yet, it's you that's brought it forwards again. So it's definitely a case of not a case of disregarding people or boo-hooing anything they say, which is what a lot of people are doing nowadays, and I don't agree. Listen to them. So a lot of people should just be quiet more often and listen to what someone else has got to say.
That's good advice for me. Silence is holding my tongue, and...
Watching the fires burn.
What don't I know? That's probably the truth. It's more the bigger amount of stuff. How about you?
I'm like you. I know nothing, pretty much. I know nothing.
Why don't you introduce the show then, Napoleon?
I wait till I'm drunk before I start, mate.
Hi, everybody.
I couldn't get my head around it, really, when you pointed that out. We had a golden triangle, but what thing to allude to? Oh no, I have got some points there, mate. And I've been waiting 25 years. I haven't been waiting for 25. Watched Twin Peaks the first time around. Swear to God, it was too Yankee for me to watch it. Right, anyway, I watched it and the two films, including the bit that David Bowie bizarrely turned up in. People have pieced it together. Lynch the genius, and he's back, and he's unfettered. They've gone, go on then, and see how many people. Well, I will be prepared to bung a few quid if it carries on. But there's been a bit of a 2-week gap. One of the things about the evil Cooper is when he was Jackpot Boy, this ingenue been released from the Black Lodge. I don't know, because I haven't had 25 years of speculation on this. This is all new to me in the last 3 months, and I've been turned on by a podcast. I'm not shilling for him, so I won't mention him. But it is part of a lot of Americans' culture, but our culture as well. It was on the telly. It took that slot, a cerebral kind of soap opera, a form of media that we weren't that sure about, and then they worked it out. No Twin Peaks. You're going to get home and away.
I think what you're doing there, Typo, is you're a prime example of.
Episode.
Excuse me. You're a prime example of how the magic still works, no matter when you see it.
But
it's not, because you got back into it, so therefore the magic is still working. They don't waste an inch of the screen, and they've certainly not wasted an inch of the newspapers with this triangle.
How do you film that? How do you film that candle? You know, they say that, oh, there was Kubrick fucking getting every, you know, getting the candlelight. Wow.
Barry Lyndon. Look, just disregard everything to do with Kubrick, right?
I can't because we're on about the Golden Triangle. So I'm just saying.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
I think Tom's retort is the best. And now the fuck.
Well, I'm not going to get carried away. But have you had
a look at any of the, you know...
Tom's the one who's pointed out that they're pushing this golden triangle thing.
And they are, and they're pushing it that much that they're actually using the burn marks and the flames, and you can see...
All right then, mate. Yeah, so don't you think people like us should possibly... I'm not ready to hit the streets. I mean, I'm not, you know. I've been down a few too many garden paths to start in the streets. But I know there are people living in towers, not in London particularly, but they're living in towers. And even if they ain't got that cladding, and even if somebody's had the sense to go out and reassure them while they're asking for their vote and their, you know, their, what they call it, are you on the electoral roll, where they're having a quick fucking eyeball of everybody that's been hanging around. I mean, there's flats around here that have been having grows on for the last 10 years. So, right, and I'm not, right, well, no, and I'm not suggesting I know where they are. I'm not
But if they went up,
you got another one. Yeah.
Typo, we're not addressing the file. We might as well be addressing something that's abstract to you and me and everyone else. We're talking about symbolism and imagery. Tom's got a lot to say here. Dell's just fucked off because he didn't get a fucking word in. Let's just fucking give someone the benefit of the doubt. We don't need to fucking attach anecdotal things to everything.
You're not lording it over me, Napoleon.
I'll talk to you all day.
I think you are a little bit here.
Pal, I'm going to bed soon. You were on it, said, going live chat, and we're going to listen to Tom. He spent 4 minutes, and we've not addressed anything. Let's just get back to this. You know what I mean? It's just anecdotal between me and you, innit? You know what I mean? We can talk for fucking ever like this. Let's get back. Tom's seriously got some fucking information here.
Well, I just I think it's interesting that I hadn't even seen that before, but yeah, I'd been talking about that, and it shows a sort of campaign of, I think this is like a military campaign on a sort of triangle type thing, but how it came about was I found these birds being referenced in Cambridge on this street art. These art, what I thought, well, they call them the herons. Call them herons in Cambridge here, but I said, well, what if they were ibis? What if you called them the ibis? What could that mean? And then I thought of Oxford. Now, Oxford has got the ISIS running through it. So there's this ISIS reference.
Been there for a long time now, isn't it, Tom?
Absolutely. The Thames running, when it runs through Oxford, is called ISIS. Yeah, but what difference does that make, Typo?
We're talking of psyops as an export, and we're talking about them becoming a little bit redundant and just having to use, you know, an old hackneyed symbol. What are they suggesting by this golden triangle symbol? Because to me, the golden triangle is that white powder mark kind of situation, you know, fucker.
Okay,
so what are they saying? The Long Good Friday has begun. I mean, I'm mean to it. Standard. Of course I am.
Tom, it's also the British standard safety mark, the triangle.
Yeah, exactly.
See, this
so
is why we should fall out,
yeah,
Napoleon.
There you go. They say I put it in there, typo, something real.
All right.
Okay, I'm like,
seeing a campaign of development and action, typo. It's just a way of planning it. And, you know, you've got IBIS.
I'm saying it's not that good a one, though. I'm saying they're redundant, you know. Their imaginations have fallen short here because they've gone to a second-class kind of symbol and see if they can work it in there. Dear old Oxford, dear old Cambridge, and whoever else they're fucking pointing to. I mean, you'll have to talk me through it again now. I mean, I'm familiar with the areas, but they're down south to me, you know, as rich and as old and as, well, you know, just because they were built recently.
Yeah.
But, you know, they have that, but I don't live and breathe it. I'm not like that. So if I did live and breathe it, I wouldn't fancy getting teamed up with fucking another team and getting called the Golden Triangle. And we're all scratching our heads why. And they go, oh, it don't matter. It's a Silicon Valley thing. It's the investment. I would feel a little bit like fucking the geezer out of poor old what's it out of the Long Good Friday. You know, when he just eventually realises what's happened. I'm not saying, you know, Raspberry Pi is in the middle of the Golden Triangle. But what I was pointing out, and I'm not a sync dude in any way, but it does tie in with this. And at the level that you wouldn't even notice it, prepared to ash it out in a sense, right? And I'm not, I was never a Twin Peaks fan, never. I didn't watch the film, I didn't give a fuck who killed Laura Palmer, I didn't give a shit who she was. But I saw bits of it and I go, no. In fact, the people who were into it, I was, ooh, I give them a bit of a wide berth, if you see what I mean. But it was happening again, and I thought, well, for fuck, mate, you know, we did get it with Star Trek. It was like almost a focus group. I couldn't give a shit whether Star Trek come back or not. In fact, in a roundabout way, I wish it hadn't have come back, because then we could possibly, they wouldn't get away with sci-fi, right? But there's a need for it, but that's not the point. Point is, number three's come back, and age is, you know, time will tell its toll. And they're all male to female trannies, all working for the elite, they're all that. But end of the day, they're working for the bus, and the bus has gone, right, we're all back together, and they're going to give us one more shot at get sorting this matter out. And he's pulling out all the stuff.
The nail on the head. They've got people coming back to newspapers.
All right, then, so this is it. So this is the Golden Triangle. When this crazy Cooper character, I'm not familiar with, you know. I never grew up with him. I've just met him recently. But I met him recently, and I did the old download. One, series two, the two films, and then I was ready to rock on through. I'm even listening to podcasts of people who know what's going on, because it is a cult, right? Well, this cult came back, a cultish thing, and it's come back 25 years later. And when this guy who has been released by some little time slip, someone, what happens, I don't know what it is, he turns up in Las Vegas. Like, let's face it, we'd all like to turn up and just hit the slots. I don't play slot machines, so it never happened to me, you know. Not one. But he knows the winner, and he sees a little triangle. It's the crappiest fucking graphic you could ever imagine. But somebody more into it than I ever would be, he reckons it's a little representation of the floor plan. This should be up your street, Napoleon, being a carpet layer. It's a bit like mountain climbing, but
you've never laid a carpet in my life, man.
I thought you said you were in the fucking carpet.
No, I learned how to put flooring down.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. You spent time on your knees. Anyway, so
Stop for a sec. Have a breath.
I'll hold that. Go on, Tom. You've been in some of them.
What I'm thinking. What we're witnessing with this triangle.
You could see it as a plan of action, okay? Around a sort of structure. Now, you know, they've got the ISIS and they've got, it's just a hypothetical, really, in your head. But
I'm getting a gif up. I've got to show you this. It's got to be interactive.
They're reopening the machine
with a flaming tower in the middle and a little triangle and that little red floor of the Black Lodge 25 years later. And we got that. Because, you know, on Rockefeller's birthday, that was the first one. You remember it? The first of the London Asia Fathers of the New Wave, the new Wave psyop. What was it, Tom? See, Tom lives in London. That's the point. That's what I'm getting at, Napoleon.
No, Tom lives in Cambridge.
You've had yours, but as
Cambridge
you say...
Cambridge is nice.
I live in Cambridge, but it's just down the road from London. 40 minutes on the train.
But it is. I mean, even London, I don't like.
You wouldn't want to fucking go there.
I spend time
in London. You don't want to be in London anymore. It's horrible.
London.
Fucking tourists, you don't feel at home. The thing about your city, the thing about my city is you can walk across it in 10 minutes. Or you used to be able to, right? 10 minutes, one side to the other, whichever way you go, east to north, north to west, right? And you were catered for whichever way you went, slums this way, that one, right? But Manchester, it's a fucker to walk across, as far as I remember, the city. And, you know, I must say, and London was even more of a fucker. But if you know your way, then you know how to get there, don't you?
Yeah, well, you don't turn up there
and we'll make our way back up the top. Where the fucking hell are you playing at? Now, Tom knows it, and that's how he comes in. So he's oh, I ain't putting words in your mouth. He's distance, but it's on his fucking doorstep. On his doorstep. It's on your doorstep. You're Manchester up, right? But as you say, back of a fucking football stadium, everybody gets a bit of a Twitter, bit of focus, while they get this next one in place.
Yeah, no,
but this one is a gangster's one.
Let's not digress for a minute, man. Let's just stay on fucking points.
You're talking about fucking bridge better than demolition.
I'm trying to get Tom to...
Sorry, Del.
So instead of you butting in, just fucking
I'm
let
not
him speak.
Butting in, I'm asking
you. You're butting in. Just stop, man. Just stop. Go on,
I'm trying to make
a point. No one's going anywhere. You've fucking got stories coming out of your ears, man.
Don't swear.
Relentless.
Yes.
Just check it out. Tom's saying it's okay.
No, typo, just stop for a minute.
Not only on that particular side.
Please, man. You did say you'd be quiet.
I am. No, but I am. You should be the arbiter of truth, mate.
I'm not. I'm just fucking. I'm just angry. That's all. I've been like this fucking years.
You're just angry at me.
No chance.
All right, that's something.
Now I'm completely.
Stop whipping whatever you're fucking whipping.
Go on, sir. Right.
Sorry, sir.
Well, no, it's just, I don't know, what are we talking about?
Well, we just want to see what you'd identified with these things, because, I mean, I've seen a few things. I was talking about the phone calls and the flames and the burning marks, and all I'm thinking now is, what do you reckon the triangle represents? I know you're talking about the three universities there. It's the seat of learning. It's almost like it's the enlightenment or something.
What is the third point?
So it's you've got Cambridge, Oxford, and then you've got the University College London and the Imperial College, which are effectively exactly in the line where the Grenfell Towers is. So, yeah, and then you've got the other two that were down sort of the River Thames, right in that area, the Tower Bridge and Westminster Op. So what I was saying is this is in real time, there's real development going on in these places. So Cambridge has had unrivaled development, and they're reopening up the Varsity line, the line between Oxford and Cambridge, the railway line, and they're also laying a motorway. So this is real concrete being shifted, millions of pounds
being
spent.
That's an expanse there, isn't it?
And it's asserting, and it's been hyped amongst developers. They're talking about this golden triangle. That's right. So this golden triangle is being asserted. Its importance is being asserted.
I'm not standing for
physically. We can see, do you see what I mean? It, and it's manifesting itself in real terms.
I want a laser and I want a P900. Napoleon, you are getting full moderation status. Organise me. I'm in the middle and Tom's to the left of me. You're to the top of us. Let's get our P900s, get a vantage point, shine that laser, and let's delineate this fucking golden triangle once and for all. And then see if anybody else can point out this industrial coffin I've been living in forever.
Two plus two equals five.
Yeah, I think you're right, though. I think it's a case of basically, they manifest. Napoleon, honestly, I'll have to admit it. It's like a ginster's pasty.
Nobody wanted to eat a fucking ginster's pasty ever. They could not give the fucking things away. They were too dear. They weren't any good, but they spent a lot of money on the drugs that they put in them. Because once you've had one...
You talk about EGI all day.
What?
He loves EGI. We're not talking about EGI. No. Right, listen. Right, so they have to manifest it in the paper. They have to manifest it in the papers. They have to make it real, and then that way you can get this development surge, which seems to be... Well, it seems to be the fashion. It's just going around the world and enabling hurricanes.
They got property developer in charge of the world, isn't it?
Everything's developed.
You know what I mean? But he sees it there everywhere he goes.
Yeah, nothing's ever done with proper architecture. Nothing's ever made to last. So it's all,
Yeah, mud huts.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's effectively, yeah, there's that going on. Yeah, it's the campaign of it's the spearhead of the technology of the sort of a push. It's almost military planning for that area. And it seems to be, they have a, you know, it's been asserted with old fashioned type, you know, images like a burning, like the burning man at the head of it sort of thing. It's this area of culture is being blessed by this great celebration at the end. I mean, it's powerful. And perhaps subliminally it goes into us. We don't even realize it on that level.
Yeah. Well, they actually consider it a lot of things, don't they? They consider like the employment of people as well, like, you know, regeneration, because what they do is then is they incorporate people from the outside or the, you know, the exterior where they're working. So they pull them in. So they sort of like, they treat it like an energy resource thing, you know, on a basic
I think the energy of it all. Yes. Level.
They're convincing kids they've got superpowers. There's a hero at a minute.
It'll be pertinent when it makes sense.
A little bit of cocktail music in the background, Sam, to chill us all.
Don't you worry.
There's like an alchemical
change where they go, right, we're going to incorporate the energies of the people, you know, the local area, and then they do it into this building thing. You always get these initiatives, and this is the fucking weird thing about it. These initiatives, people start. You know, I'm sure you've seen
it. It makes things happen.
Or does it? Or is it just a...
If you have a psyop like that, you've really got something to work with then, haven't you? So what they've done there is put a psyop like Grenfell right in the eye of that pyramid.
Joyce, consciousness.
It alludes to the third eye inside our brains, which it goes back, the Eye of Ra appears to be... alluding to the secret, one of the great secrets of the Freemasons, the third eye.
Quickly,
listen,
right? So you got Horus, right?
That's the one they find when they put things up their arseholes.
Tom. Yeah. Horus Horizon, there you go, that's flat Earth. Osiris lost its penis, that's transgenderism. Right? And then we've got ISIS for terrorism. How about that?
It's going live.
Well, there you go. Yeah, we've always had a horizon. Yeah, they've always been.
I know. I'm just saying, it just seems funny, doesn't it? How like things, even the old stuff, still corresponds to a word today. You know, the horizon, and people are going on the horizon flat Earth. Osiris, obviously, losing his penis, transgender. It just seems like even if it's true or it's not true, they've still got a play to this.
Yeah, what about when they did the film Sunlight Hot?
Book of the Dead. There, are you serious? Egyptian Book of the Dead.
Hot I'm shilling hot. For Egypt there, typo. There you go. How about that?
Remember when
they can build pyramids, but they can't draw 3D figures. Get the fuck.
I don't know what happened to that. Yeah, sorry, I'm not interrupting. I'm that thought, everybody. But okay. Some like it hot.
Some like black a cock. They certainly do. I'm glad to say.
Big black cock. Do you remember when they told everybody they were from Egypt who was black, and they started getting into it? And then they sold all those dodgy prints with, like, a bit shiny. And he's going,
they've convinced him they were slaves now.
No. I'm a bit black myself, you know, that way. But I didn't know it was happening to him. And they go,
I grew up in
I don't know how they sold it to him. But, you know, it's got no fuck. And there was nice tat that they put up on the walls, a lot of Egyptian mythology, you know. It's cool.
Some like it out.
Transgender agenda. Of course it's there. What it does is it challenges people's ideas of sexuality in a change of time. This is what I see. It's kind of psychology on a broad scale. I've always said that. With the stuff that's played in the media.
Very narrow scale when it comes to my...
That's what I see. I think questioning next celebrity, oh, are they a man, are they a woman? You're sort of giggling behind sort of like, you know, oh, it's me shit. You know, every time someone's...
Because what you're saying there is it's all about what attracts
you. No,
listen. So you've got James Dean. Right, so you got James Dean, and all these good looking, but they were for the young girls. It was the young girls that got into them. A real woman really pretty much isn't into these pretty boys. And this is what's funny about it. And you're
sort of anyone. Old scrubbers now, isn't it?
Interesting. Yes.
Sorry, I'm just going to say, if you spend enough time with women, you'll understand what women do want. And you don't want someone who looks like fucking, you know, Justin Bieber.
No, ultimately, no. They need
to. That's what they want him to do.
So what they're trying to do is there's definitely some coercion going on there by putting up the young ones there, but not on any other parts than the young girls who see them actually really are attracted to.
What about this thing of like, well, we all remember George Michael. We went through that one, the absolute heartthrob for the girls, absolute heartthrob. Turns out to be gay.
Yes.
And then you get Harry Styles. We were talking, and there was it Tal the other day saying he's gay. Do you know that? He was in Gay Nightclub. And I thought, well,
yeah,
probably.
I didn't say that. I thought, well, it might be right. He probably had to take a little bit of it, but might not be his main, you know.
Shape
might not
humanity, be his mind, in a sense. These icons shape humanity in the sense that post-industrial times when you needed macho men to work all the machinery and sort of bloody stay alive and everything. Now to manage a population, you don't need those characteristics in men so much. And so do you know what I mean? It's just gradually changing people's psychology, the way they think about gender and, what being a man is and everything. That's how I see it with this, the gender, you know, the way it's put forward in the media, the play on us, in a sense, the psychological play.
Nobody likes hooligans, do they? But, you know.
Well, exactly. I don't see all this as negative, you know, necessarily, at all.
I don't know what they're doing with it. Living in a world of fairies,
do you? For sake, there's people born into this stuff that's been going a long, long time before they were born, you know.
I always thought of it is I had a little chat with him the other day. I think he sent me a private message saying, are you around or something or other? And I'm not so sure I want to talk about it. You know, I don't want to be drawn on these matters.
We're just having a chat.
You know, I do kind of feel, I said, well, he's kind of like left where I lived, married a Catherine, not married, he went off with a cowboy. I said, well, what star sign was he? And he got it straight away. He's got, I think he was an Aquarius, so he's a Taurus. I said, yeah, I can see how that happened. And he turned out to be an horrible cunt, this fucking cowboy. Rang his mum and dad up and told him he was a poofter and all that. And then he had to, but he's happy now, right? And he's been with this fella for about 5 years. Me and Phil are talking to him. I said, well, I've known Phil for about 12 years now. And he's going, oh, I'm ever so happy. I said, no, not that way. You know what I mean? Yeah. Lovely. But I don't know whether you can sway anybody who's not swayed already or whether it's the best.
Tom, think about
it. The idea was
give us a minute, mate. Give us a minute.
Hold on. They couldn't hold positions of power because they get fucking blackmailed as sodomites, you know. The old boys club only went so far.
Yeah, but the old boys club, you still need to get your dick out and bum someone. Just be quiet for a minute, man. Look, Tom, right? What about all these film stars that they put in dresses, right? Me and you both know that pretty much these go under contract.
They shouldn't be in the law.
You've got to do what they're told. Yeah, you know, you've got to do what they're told. So we've seen it in films. It's being pushed on us now. But now we've got this ready influx of people, even on this channel now. Talking about transgender issues. Now, I think it's turning people back to the media to look at people who they're pointing at and saying, oh, this is a boy, this is a girl, this is a boy.
Yeah.
So basically, you're being turned back onto the media there. So it's the same old distraction again, get back on there. So last summer when there was football on, we had terrorist attacks. This summer there's no football on, we've had fucking...
Is that why you're on the audio chat all the while?
Yeah, I remember it's fucked up, man. Remember, I didn't start this until 2009. I got it all on a plate in about a month in 2012. Fuck my head up.
I had a paradigm shift in a sense of like, oh, the complete control sort of thing. Do you know what I mean? Then I sort of was a little bit cross for a little while. And I was like, oh, I don't like him who told me that. Or like, oh,
and I was a little bit, yeah, it took me a few days, you know, and then slowly you just sort of come back and, you know, there's only one route, the sort of like what seems to be the reality. And then I went on from there. But yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a thing with that paradigm shift, but
it's fucking ruined films though, isn't it?
When you said, Tom, and I hate to quote you, but you know I've done it hundreds of times, and I'm going to stop just because. Whether it was in text or with... No, that had been an audio. And you said, well, whenever I heard the name Satan, I used to go a bit tingling.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I know what you mean, Connor. It was a forbidden one.
It's brilliantly imprinted, 666. And then suddenly there's a little... Honestly, something physical can go through me slightly. Now, this is invoking power, isn't
when
it?
When you see really...
I'll admit now, I don't get that. Do you know, when I'm in the bath, if my head goes under the water, I hear Jaws music.
Powerful.
Yeah, that could happen. That could happen.
Powerful. And I'm not joking. I used to love...
Don't you answer that for £2. Send me £3 and I'll sort you out of it.
I'm fucking... that banging a set of teeth.
What can we do? Yeah, we could fight that. We get rid of that for you. You wouldn't have to go and meet Zeno. You wouldn't have to go fucking clear.
Did you see that video I put up, Tom? It was on Typo channel. Not a fakeologist, but it was ELO.
Tom Cruise is on that as well.
I think it was all over the world. Oh no, it was Mr. Blue Sky. And the beginning of it is a plane flying towards a fucking tower with Jet wrote on the top of the tower, Jet Records.
Okay. Mr. Blue Sky as well. Another reference to that very clear day that it was that day. I mean, I think they did control that weather, didn't they?
Certainly they did. I'm just going to cough my guts at once.
There you go. Well, I can get a word in edgewise now.
Nah, you can't, Sam. You can't talk about me because I'm a fucking professional, mate. I fucking go up on stage.
I know there are times in the world when everything has its...
You're fucking born as fuck. I'm fucking on one now. I ain't even fucking started. You'll see me when I'm on fucking drugs. Fuck, I can fucking go for it. Fuck, I can go
for it. I'm just
getting in the fucking Midlands, cunt. He can't even fucking talk proper.
So I'm ready to conspire with anyone.
When I grew up in the fucking Fens, I grew up in the Fens.
I can catch kangaroos between me toes.
First thing I ever caught a kangaroo.
If I had a vagina, I'd have cut a lot more.
Right. Anyway, stop now. This is live, so you know obviously there's people listening to this, so there's going to be, which is pretty daunting.
You need to have a word with Ab. Why aren't you a moderator? Have a word and ask, demand the figures from him. Demand how many fucking idiots are actually listening to this.
When I get annoyed with you, I get drunk and go.
Get the piano out, Tom.
Don't feed me as a moderator. What I'm asking is, so we've got the triangles.
We need somebody to donate 3-pipe P900s.
Just
be quiet for a second.
Numerology, 3 P9s, you know, it's like...
And 82 zoom, 8 and 3 is 11.
We can trace his golden triangle out properly instead of fucking relying on Google. I can't stand the flash cookies. Every time I go on somewhere on Google Earth, I have a little look. I try going back, and then they want me to give them a fingerprint or a fucking DNA swab. But we could, like, line up with lasers.
Don't involve me.
Hold on. You involve me. You wanted to get a bloody Blackpool and have a drink with whatever his face was.
I said people were going to get a flat earth. I said they don't need to.
Fucking hell. They'll all be turning up on one of them little caracals.
We've got no football this year, so is this why we had the fire, do you reckon? Is this why you couldn't attach things to it?
It's not as simple as that, is it? It's just there isn't any football this year in a major tournament, and they'd had a fire anyway, but, you know, there's plenty of football goes on throughout the year, really. And then next year is a World Cup. It's a good, that's an interesting point. 18, Russia. That'd be interesting. Terrorism is linked with the football. It seems to an extent. But,
always organised by your local lunch in many cases.
If you want to control a crowd, you go where there is a crowd. Yeah. Simple, isn't it?
Old Bill benefited. Everybody was a win-win. Because the old punch-up, you know.
excuse me, types. I think ultimately it would go to war. I think it does ultimately with this stuff, doesn't it? Builds up. I don't know really, but in what I was looking at, it still looked like something, possibly 2019, something sort of, you know, moving. Something happens that year, maybe. Do you know?
I've got plenty of time. My license doesn't run out till 2031.
Well, you're all right then. Yeah.
Well, I don't bother using it. I don't use the Queen's Highway. A bit of a cunt that way, you know. Very nice and everything, but I prefer them how they used to be, country lanes, as you say, Tom. A bit like that myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm just putting it here, but I might have built some
fucking roads.
I've just looked to the right then, John LeBond's moderator. I don't know if he's listening. What day went for John staying away from YouTube? Anyone know?
He might be all of it.
He's doing well, isn't he?
I'm loving it. I mean, it's great. I mean, I think I just hope the boy's having a good time. He's got a pair of shorts on, getting a bit of suntan on his legs.
Exactly. I can't wait for it. I really can't. He's going to come out with the best revelation going.
He's building up a body of work that is going to be irrefutable, indisputable, and
irrepressible.
I tried, so I can't
be arsed. Come on. Look, I can hide
him. Oh, he's working on it. He's doing 4K. That kid, I've had it used about my dear old Just Saying Dude, who I tried to read out. I didn't want to do it. I ended up sounding like Sander. But I think he's just working on all this stuff, man. Yeah.
Excellent.
I just don't know whether thumbs up.
So,
thing about Benny Hill was, have you ever heard this story, Tom? Don't know whether it's true, but apparently somebody who knew somebody used to fuck his daughter. And he was the painter and decorator for Benny Hill. So he always had these complicated sets. Have you heard that story? Then they ended up living in a caravan next door to whatever his name is, the footballer kid. And he always used to have these, like, very complicated sets with a windmill or a big oak, So he could always give his mate a bit of work.
Crazy golf sets.
No, he took him with him, you know.
He was Benny Hill.
Did he go to Australia to die or something?
He died in England.
Oh, sure.
I tell you what, if you're into films, as a fellow...
Warren Mitchell's still alive, you're kidding.
Jeffrey Unsworth, have a look at him. His work's amazing.
Is he still alive? I think so. Yeah.
He turned up in fucking Harry Potter. Not Harry Potter, what's the other one? Lord of the Rings or something. Yeah, I bet he is. Fucking hell, he won't die, so he's about 190.
So, Tom.
Very evil man, they reckon.
Well, no, look, let me just ask you. we're still here now, and I'm still trying
to
do it.
Come on, you've got a Twitter account, haven't you, Napoleon? Yeah.
No, I don't do Twitter or YouTube. Do you think the diminishing fires now with the tower blocks and the fact that people are getting moved, do you think that sort of like represents the end of the siege of Britain, so to speak? You know, because they're knocking on doors now, aren't they, and asking
people to move. We might need some European legislation just to get our heads together. That's the Brexit one.
Because they do always do these things. Like when there's a terrorist thing, what happens is what they do is they close off the terrorist thing by saying, and then, like 2 or 3 weeks later, we caught this person trying to leave. So therefore, in your mind, it emphasizes that the terrorism was leaving. Do you understand what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. So with these towers burning now, with these towers burning now and they're diminishing, now, people are being knocked on doors and said, no, look, this is the danger, and they're trying to move them away.
Does that
emphasize that the siege is being... He's fucking terrible, isn't it? Does that emphasize that that people are actually being basically, you know...
I'm terrible, but at least I don't sound like Christopher Buckley.
Do you know what I mean? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, no, Gary.
Even he can fucking out of here.
I think, actually, I do.
Because it's always the same. It's always the same. Someone caught at the airport and then it died down.
Play a fucking record. Where's our Alaron? Alaron! We forgive you. Anybody fancy a bit of lizard chap?
Yeah, but we can still work for it. So go on. You'll be all right.
Yeah, so,
Triangle, son. Don't let him throw you.
Powerful.
I believe it's to be true. It's pointed out. Look, triangular. Tom's gone like that. Well, it's only a little bit of a triangle at the minute, but imagine if you could get it all the way up to Derby, and then you could slap that bit in and slap that bit in. All of a sudden, you could, if you got a triangle behind, you could start claiming bits of land that never belonged to you in the first place. Fucking got Wales there. We call it the fucking...
When the Olympics were in London, there was conjecture about the actual Olympic medals, and they seemed to be a massive grid of lines that went all across, a mesh across the medal. Conjecture said that it was a grid of lines imposed over that area.
I never took any notice.
Typo, shut the fuck up, man.
I have to qualify this when Tom says the London Olympics. I have to say that I never watched the fucking Olympics since the day they picked it for a big Scotch kid not to win the fucking race. When the Russians pulled out, when the Yanks pulled out, when they
that
blew
is not
it up.
Relevant to
fuck
what
the
Tom
Olympics
was saying.
In 2012. Not my game. Honestly, that's all I'm saying. And I will listen to it. And I remember it being a thing at the time, the 2012 Olympics. I wasn't even swayed by it then, man. I remember Birmingham trying to run for the fucking Olympics. Your city going down on its end. Almost sucking cock. For the Olympics.
Tom has a story as well.
We're just doing yours.
That'll be a boogie woogie, man. Boogie woogie.
Turn it up on you. Get your levels.
Right, I'm getting me the last two beers. Type up, fuck them up.
I turned up the user volume. That was alright. You're listening to another hour of this shit. And me and Napoleon Wilson. I tell you what, I don't even care if he's fucking Napoleon Solo. I've had a good idea, and the idea is we just get those people. You've been sponsored, we get a second hand one. We'll rent them for the day. We just put some bitcoins in a bit wallet, right? Underwritten by whoever you like. Get Phil to keep the password. You can trust him, honestly. We'll have to be a bit more sophisticated. Security will have to be a little bit more sophisticated, but we're not up to anything. Just renting a couple of P900 Nikon cameras.
You're using the flat earth principle, isn't it?
I'm blaming Nikon. I want a pinafore. It's those Jews again, Tom. Paul Simon's got a lot to... I want a pinafore photograph. What's that one? Oh, I can't. I'm out of breath again now. Sorry, Tom. I hope he's gone.
When you're singing, you need to learn to breathe, all right?
I need to learn to breathe anyway. I'll never be able to breathe again. I had a good pair of lungs. That's stamina.
Yeah, I must say, there's a fair bit of smoke. Smoking, I'd say if you know.
I know how it works, Tom. You know, the dark side of me. Every now and again, it's the good angel, bad angel game, isn't it? I would be an hypocrite. I only took it up because I was rebelling, wasn't it? We all do in our lives. And I wouldn't like to become a fucking evangelist. You know, they are the worst of the worst in my book, a lot of them.
Well.
You'd want to tell everybody what to do, wouldn't you? You'd like to teach your grandmother how to suck fucking eggs, wouldn't you?
That's pretty much what you presented with, aren't you? Once you realise that you can identify things and tell people, like, you know, you're talking shit or you're not listening.
I am exactly who you do mean. I am your demographic. If we are what suggestion is going on, there's all kinds of experiments, for want of a better word. You know, I do think it might be benign, These experiments are kind of benign. All right, then. So
exactly.
Nobody's dying. That's the point. Nobody's dying.
These people.
Nature is not so fucking red in tooth and claw.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah, we all do.
Right, I'm not throwing the idea that these people have been benevolent. At the end of the day,
I don't know what you're doing.
Hang on.
I don't know what you're doing.
Hang on,
we're not telling me.
Listen, this doesn't make any sense to me. We know JFK didn't die. There's fucking 3,000 deaths that fucking.
Well, you might be using the technique.
Bear with me, mate. Bear with me.
Bear with me.
Look, we also know.
You're trying to control me here, mate.
Should I just leave? Because you never let me speak anyway. You know what I mean? You're always butting. Just listen to what I'm saying. Look, we know most of the stuff they do is fake,
so people don't die.
So your idea of the being a benevolent thing could be fucking valid. What I'm saying there is, though, look at the repercussions, you might call it backlash or blowback.
Well, look at me, I'll just let you speak.
No, typo, seriously, just hold your breath for as long as you can. At least that way I'll get 20 seconds.
I will do that. I will use this time to get in my breath and get them
on. We'll hyperventilate first, and that way you can get more. At the end of the day, my mate, right? There's lots of hoaxes out there to trade on us. No, you're not doing it. You're not being quiet. No. Look, there could be a benevolent thing behind it, but chances are there's not, mate. It seems to be control and everything. You've only got to look at the prison population. What happens? You've only got to look at what the teachers in universities. You've only got to look at how everything's manipulated.
I can't look at them.
It's not benevolent.
It's broad brushstrokes. You're asking me to agree with you, and you're using broad brushstrokes. I can't do it, mate.
Typo, if you think it's benevolent,
I don't think it's benevolent.
Well, that's what you're saying.
You were going on about
911 firemen the other day. As if there's fucking real firemen that run in a building. Imagine fucking the firemen ran into the building on 911. They run out of my finger when it's fucking empty.
Well, and these are the emergency services.
Use a bit of logic and let someone else speak. Tom's muted there and he's got something to say.
I was trying to question him a little bit.
You're 6 degrees of separation, man. You're fucking cracking, but sometimes you butt in.
All right, then, according to you, I'm not building. All right, then, we've already established that most of that was bullshit. Napoleon, come on, man.
Right, be quiet and let Tom talk.
I don't think fucking, I'm the monkey, not Tom.
Tom was being nice and pleasant.
All right, then. I don't live in Geelong, I don't live in Wallawong, I don't live in fucking Toronto, never been to Iowa, never been there, you know? But I do know it's only down the road from me. And I know that he can get into town in 40 minutes. I know if he wanted to be, he seems like the kind of guy that likes to get off the grid, like we all would, and like to escape from it. Or we've got the other alternative that we try and control the beast. We ride the beast. Media fakery. You try and ride that fucking beast, you will end up in a fucking nuthead in the corner. It's like trying to get any sense on anyone. Sorry, but don't ever suggest that I'm trying to put words in Tom's mouth, and don't ever suggest that I'm trying to disrupt, because I'm not. It's just an unfortunate way. I'm sorry about it, mate. Sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Well, I am a bit, because you're suggesting that I'm not letting Tom speak, and I am at the feet of Tom on a lot of these things, and one of the things that I do take into account is that it's on his doorstep. It's on your doorstep in Manchester. As you said, it's a bit of a bang at the back of a fucking stadium, wasn't it? And they just got it, you know. We can all have those. You want to see a battle down a bit, you know. But he's there. He doesn't travel into town every day. But people do. My daughter would never. She was brought up in the Dales. Ridings, as they call them, even in Canada to this day, Riding, the East Riding, right? And it's paradise. But the first thing she wanted to do...
Typo, you're just being ignorant now. Because
all right, I'm going to stop being ignorant.
You're a psychologist. You're not letting anyone speak.
All right, yeah, but I never ever imagined that I'm on anything, you know? I always imagine.
I know you don't. I want to get to the bottom of it. I haven't got the bandwidth. Well, tell you what, press that fucking mute button and see if you can stay away from it for 10 minutes.
I've done it.
No, it's still there. Go on. I'll mute you as well. It's not a problem. Why the fuck are we always in here? Come out, let's go somewhere else. And you said, let's go.
Yeah, but you, I thought you were going to talk about, you know, stay on.
No, let's just mute.
But you blame me for fucking interrupting. All right, I'll mute now. It'll be plainly obvious to everybody.
Thank you. There you go. Stay out.
That's bollocks. That was no good. There was no point muting then, was there? That was muted for good. All right. We're all after me. Frank, get your ears up. I don't think I did anything wrong there. At all. Never annoyed Tom. I was trying to elicit information out of Tom. I was trying to debrief Tom. That's what I was attempting to do. I wish I'd never bothered me. It seems.
Debrief, Sergeant? Really? Do you think you'd be my superior in a military setup?
Would you care for tea?
Oh,
something a little stronger, Tom.
Sir, what do you know me by now, dear boy?
I know you're at it.
Have I noticed that the Rhining spine is falling mildly on the pline, then?
Oh, I don't know. We haven't got the bandwidth. Thanks, sir. By the way,
it's the 27th. It's not the 26th.
Banger. Just for you, though.
Ah, 27. One of my favourite numbers.
Four. There's another one. Good one coming up now. It's 10-11. That's not as good as 11-11.
I'm going to put my ha'penth in, Typo.
Oh, I'm really interrupt you, you know that, don't you?
You and Rollo are brick walls, mate. I'm just going to tell it straight out. When you and Rollo are the brick wall, you cannot get under them. You're too wide to get round and too high to get over.
Just like a teeper. Is that where Jesus lives, in the teeper? No, I'm not a researcher. I was going to say I'm not a serious researcher.
Oh, fuck off, Typo. I've seen your work.
Yeah, but I'm not researching anything. But I am serious about the things that I don't research, including salt.
But it's very hard to get the carrot off you sometimes.
Right. Frank, what do you think about Tom's golden triangle? the symbolism.
I thought the pictures of the burning towers at the angles that they took them from looked like golden triangles to me.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I say thank you. It seems like I keep telling it to people and they're like, well, you know. It looks obvious to me. But then again, I was looking at the golden triangle and saying it was right at the peak of it. And funny thing was, Frank, I didn't see it. I didn't go back and look at all those images. I didn't save the newspapers from the next day. And I was talking about the golden triangle in reference to it, but I didn't see that on the building for that key money shot. But all the papers had carried that one.
They're very theatrical photographs, though, aren't they? The gold of the flame is very enhanced.
It looks so contrived. It's like a line up there, a line down. It's slightly broken, obviously.
And there's the crimson in there as well. You know, the crimson.
Filters.
I thought it was a very good pickup.
Where are we? 2017.
It's all fascinating. You have these grand
days before solstice was that, or after? Is it pre or after?
Well,
nine days.
How about the rhythm of the year?
The rhythm of the year and PSYOPs timing with it is very. It seems, you know, definitely the season of May, the summer, is peak time for it. Seems, doesn't it?
Could that have been a maypole, but later on?
Have you guys seen the thing in Sweden about midsummer?
Yeah, it fucking aced everybody, didn't it?
Sorry, Frank.
No point going to the country.
Have you seen the thing in about how the Swedes do? You know how the Swedes on the solstice have a, what they call midsummer, even though it's only the start of summer, where they put a mopole up and apparently there's a rash of babies born 9 months later.
Oh, hey. There you go. You know, it's powerful. It probably
well,
really
is.
Well, that's why a lot of people are born on September the 11th, isn't it? Because Christmas Day.
Well, footballers, they pick the football teams according to when you were born. And if you were one of those in-between kids, you never quite picked because you hadn't developed enough. And that's why. Sorry.
Yeah. I used to get picked last because of small.
A huge blow-up penis into the middle of Birmingham City Centre and just sort of stayed there all day with it. 9 months later, there'd be several more new babies.
Wow. Yeah. The blow-up penis smacks of surrealism, but, you know, it is true. It seems like a dream, but it's true.
The power of it, you see.
Yeah, some people think of it.
No, look,
He's no longer my mate because I don't remember what happened.
I'm going to put this thing in here.
I've heard that.
Okay, so I'm going to put it in general chat. Have a look at this thing.
Have all the DJs coming round your
Have a look at this thing. Wait till you see this thing.
All right.
Oh, what a beauty. I've never seen one as big as that before.
He's been playing back into the getting on. You can always tell.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Where are we? Chat. No,
we
get kicked, eh? So Facebook
is a very, very, very oblique connection to your solstice madness going on, Tom.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
but a lot more fun, I think, than burning a building down.
The solstice we've just had, I think.
You've got to look at the long game.
Yeah, a week before the sort of official solstice, but certainly these times of year, May, of course, is spring and things are coming alive at that point. So I think obviously we see it's a pretty blatantly obvious time to do sort of momentous psyops and sow seeds.
Yeah.
It starts to, you know.
Sorry, mate.
That's all right, mate.
We had a tradition, and some will bear this day when radicalisation isn't a word. I've been pulled on it, right? But it happened, you know. Your tutor could radicalise you, couldn't they? You know, and do you want muffins? Do you want any honey on? I weren't quite sure whether you should say yes or no. And we had riots. Fucking Manchester's had them. London's had a few. We've had a few. And each riot, like, added to something, you know. They started off with next, the old bill started off with next to nothing. A couple of shields and a banner.
Frank, I don't do Facebook. And
look what they got now, right? So if we had the right.
Oh, hang on, well, I'll see if I can find it on YouTube. Sorry. I've done the wrong one.
Fires. I never even got the pagan sense to it. Forget all the numbers. I never realised.
I'm a bit of a granddad when it comes to
the city dwellers. Yeah. Yeah.
I've got Max McManus.
I got that out of my brother's. He sent it to me. He lives in Sweden.
Okay. I've
posted another one with the actual YouTube thing.
Cool. Okay.
Sorry about that.
Okay, here we go. Yeah.
Good line. Good connection.
Devoted to eating, drinking, dancing, and.
Oh, God.
Yes! My God, a fucking channel!
It's
okay. Guys call me, Tom.
It actually starts off like a Monty Python thing.
Swedish midsummer is second only in significance to Christmas. This is a guide to making the most of it. First, buy everything in the starter kit. Remember, everyone brings their own drinks. Make sure you get your state-owned off license in plenty of time, just in case you're whisked off to an island somewhere.
Sounds like an old British newsreel sort of thing, holiday newsreel.
Yeah, it kind of warms up, so keep watching. It's quite, it's very,
sure you bring only pork and vodka. Yeah, well, pork and herrings are all the rage.
But it's 3 minutes 55, so I keep it rolling? Can you hear me?
All I'm going to do is talk.
I haven't got the bandwidth.
It's sinking with yours.
What?
Yeah.
Maybe it sinks with yours anyway.
Yeah, I'll 24 seconds then.
One of the things it tells you Among the necessary supplies, and among the necessary supplies for Midsummer is to bring condoms. Or never mentions them. Just has pictures of them.
Trivial pursuit boards are optional. I'm using.
Go on, Tom.
Can we play it then?
Yep.
Off 24 seconds, fuck's sake.
Stockholm on Midsummer's Eve. If you can't bear the silence or being on your own, stay away from the city. Midsummer is supposed to be celebrated in the countryside surrounded by birch trees, fields and water. First thing you have to do is to make your own Midsummer garland. Avoid the kitchen at all costs. Some unfortunate soul always gets stuck scrubbing the potatoes. Then it's time for a fabulous lunch of pickled herring and new potatoes spiced with dill and chives. You drink beer and nube, Swedish vodka served ice cream.
The chives and the herrings and turn up.
Vodka looks
alright. Proceeded with the nube. We recommend this for nube. This will improve both your singing and your
Swedish.
Fortunately, it usually stops as unexpectedly as it started.
Here it comes.
And you should be fertility
symbol. That looks like a willy. That looks like a willy.
Yes.
I'm not laughing easily, but it's good enough for me to listen to.
Duration of summer and fertility light.
Yeah. John Diamond died.
But they set it alight.
The why is less important than
no way.
I guess the thing that really amused me about this particular YouTube was that really underlying it all, it's entirely about sex is what they're saying. You know, people drink a lot and become uninhibited, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all to just to have a big shag fest.
Yeah.
Yes. It's psychological
disguising it with cakes.
Yes, disguised with cakes to sort of help the community effectively.
Yeah.
Help it survive. Yeah. Healthy sort of ritual. Yeah, cock and balls.
I wonder how many children have been conceived. You see, some of these flats, I don't know about the cladding game. That was because they were eyesores. No, a lot of them were eyesores. Good eye there, but eyesores. And so they cladded them up, and of course, high-rise living. They tried to sell it hundreds of times. I don't know, I was saying to someone, but my mate lived in one. It was lovely, but it weren't the right kind of feeling. You just didn't feel right. You'd rather live in the slum that they were clearing down there than up there.
What was interesting about those flats for me is that all, again, I'm talking about the Anglosphere, you know, I'm talking about Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and England. Yeah. Around about 1965.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat.
You mentioned Canada. All
of those countries suddenly put up all these housing for the underprivileged, and they were all these enormous tower blocks, weren't they? As ugly as you could possibly make them. Straight out of the
beautiful idea.
Straight out of the cartoon of the Iron Curtain. And they're all over Melbourne and Sydney and I've seen them in Vancouver and so on. Those just those high-rise concrete. What would you call? What are they? The accommodation towers?
I don't know. I was always into the Bauhaus in a way. I didn't understand what it really meant, or you know.
I don't think it meant hideously ugly.
Yeah, a little bit, but
lovely. I think with blocks of flats, we go. Yeah.
And, you know, and if you're going to take time and it is going to become your thing, then you go, oh, well, I'm of this school or I'm of that school. But, you know, anything angular and I still think concrete's fucking, you know, the most wonderful product you can ever get. Other than salt, Frank, you know, I don't want to upset you too much. And
how much, if you don't want to upset me too much, how much do you want to upset me?
Go on, Frank. And what can I?
I've upset you enough.
I've heard you.
Get out of this! Expecting people to take spoonfuls of it and building rooms made of concrete and salt. for everybody that lives in an industrial capital, they can barely breathe, and have deep voices like they've been kippered since... What's that, mate?
Park the bus. Just listen to me for a sec.
I was listening to him.
Right, okay, Frank, how upset we are, right? No, I'm asking Frank a question. How upset we are, right, listening to Chris... Oh, shush, right? Sorry, not shush. Be quiet. There you go. How upset we are, knowing that Chris is an intelligent man, and you were explaining to him about the curve, and it didn't, well, it didn't register. How upset did you get?
I've got no idea. I'm frustrated.
Put his blood pressure up.
I thought I was reasonably controlled.
Frank, blood pressure, Frank,
you were the epitome of cool. Do not worry. You were the epitome of cool. even to the point of breaking up as I had to do, like I say, I admired that. But nevertheless, it still must have infuriated you a little bit because Chris is...
No. Because I'm not... You understand that as far as I'm concerned, everyone that I talk to on the radio, including you, Denny, I assume...
Oh, Denny.
Just an unreal person.
Oh, that's not fair. Can't you hear the laugh?
Frank, I missed the last bit there.
Sorry, mate. Smile in his voice.
I just make the base assumption that everybody that I talk to through this medium is not a real person.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, I can get along with that. Although I consider you real, Del real, Tom real, Typo real, Abrato real, Chris real.
I'm a little bit real.
I consider lots of people real. And
you've got to catch me the right soul.
I think what makes a real person is the people they interact with as well. So if you treat someone as real, or if you actually speak the truth to them, whether or not they're real or not, you will get, if you're speaking to someone who's a definite human, they will give you a reaction which probably will emulate what a real human would give you anyway. So that's why I'm always honest to the hilt, if you know what I mean. So even though I understand exactly what you're saying there.
I'm certainly unsure of Chris's motivations. I find him. So if you imagine, I sometimes think about doing a spreadsheet where you list everybody's names and down in the first column and across the top, you put all the things that they are accepting. You know, say 9/11
graph.
Yes.
Should we have a graph rather than the spreadsheet?
Yes. Almost like a chemical database when you're analyzing chemicals. Some columns have this, some columns don't have that. So you put in the
So for example, there is one of the people that first allowed me to publish something was Ray West on his website.
Ah, yeah.
Ray West is absolutely convinced, even though he talks about Jewish conspiracies and so on all the time, and reckons on his site he really thinks the Jews are the worst of the worst. He won't, for example, put up a copy of the Talmud on his website.
Copyright infringements on his website.
Yeah, so he's decrying them, but not actually.
Fortune.
I mean, if you read the Talmud, you'll get everything you need to know.
Yes. Don't need any more. It's disgusting.
You get a big fine if you don't return it.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's disgusting.
And the other thing that Ray thinks evolution is a real thing, even though it defies the law of entropy and probability completely.
Well, I think aren't we 50 years in now since Clipson did his study? I mean, that proved it's all about environment and it's already encoded then. And that's 50 years ago now.
I agree with you. In fact, that work on the environmental effect on offspring. So, for example...
Most of his work was on stem cells.
Yeah. But even before that, there has been studies of, the Swedish population has been studied for hundreds of years, and they were able to demonstrate, for example, that in periods of famine, the grandchildren of the people that were involved in the famine were severely affected by what had happened. And so all those things you're saying are correct. The whole idea of genetics is just absolute nonsense. And he knows, and Ray West, for example, on his website, publishes things saying...
Well, it's a bit, though, Frank.
Well, do you know what's always, do you know, it's always struck me with genetics?
And well, hang on, let me finish. Let me finish.
Yeah, no, sorry.
I know what you meant about genetics.
Genetics are total nonsense. And then he says, but evolution is real.
So
how does that work?
And then
he says nuclear weapons are absolutely fake, right?
Yep.
And then he says, but the Earth is spinning, even though all the experiments that prove that the Earth is still and demonstrate
that Einstein disprove the Earth spinning,
and demonstrate that Einstein was a fake are all there for him. So the whole idea that he knows that Einstein's fake but thinks the Earth is spinning, they're completely contradictory ideas.
Well, no, of course, yeah. Of course, yeah. It's like
it's not a matter of
about how do you explain the sudden celestial stars? And he went, I can't explain it.
Scientific arena.
And it was a totally honest answer. He said, I can't explain, you know, then.
So, yeah,
I'm trying to fucking triangle.
You know, I'll get that. It's not a problem. There's a few things though with DNA that always make me laugh. Okay, when you know the trick of a magician using it. Type up, be quiet. Man.
No, you said there's a few things about DNA.
Just be quiet for a minute. Typo, just be quiet for a minute.
There's only three pairs of DNA that make me laugh.
Typo, the DNA right,
was driving
down.
Typo,
you should be more careful in what he says.
Have you heard the law of the carrot, Typo? So when someone's talking, they've got a carrot in their hands, right? And when they finish talking, they'll give you, you ask for the carrot and they'll give it to you.
Yeah, but I'm sitting in my underpants.
Okay.
So then he's got the carrot.
It's only an observation, man.
You win at badminton today, Frank.
Like I've always said, I'm more of a graffiti artist. I'm not really a researcher or anything like that. There's a few things I've noticed, but the one thing I've noticed with DNA is, you know, when they identify it, they bounce basic X-rays off the things.
Much of it,
you know what I mean? It's very similar to a magician doing a trick on stage, you know, smoke and mirrors.
And if you read that book as well.
You know, typo, just shut the fuck up for a minute, man.
There you go.
Have you read that book, what's it called?
The I Ching.
The very first book on the discovery of DNA. Have you read that book?
No, but you don't make me laugh then, the fact that I actually listened to for you to say the word of the book, and I can probably tell you about the 20 books that I've fucking read. So I've just made myself laugh by listening to you, thinking you was going to mention a book that I read. And sorry, that's what made me upset here laughing. There's no way on earth, whatever book you were going to mention then, I would have read. I am not well read at all, but thanks for playing. Right. I might have done it.
Anyway, this book is not worth reading simply because it's total bullshit. It just talks about those.
It's not one of Stephen Jay Gould's, because that's
why, the cover like?
There's no missing.
They'll publish it. Somebody do a transcript of you,
Paladin. I think you've been blessed by not going to university. I went to university more or less until I was 40, and, you know, I believed it all.
Yeah, but you were radical. It took him 20 years to get radicalised.
We invested a lot in you, my mate. Like I said, it sounds better. Remember, I work at university. I keep saying it's the only book, mate, because I want you to win. They want you to fucking get them qualifications and get out and pay that.
It's a process, isn't it? You know? Fucking, I'm right away from stuff.
Literally, they take a bet out on you, Typo. They take a bet out on you.
Yeah, all right then. Yeah, the overarchers. Yes, I got it.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I know that. He'll make a decent, he's a decent prospect. But, you know, the thing is you've got to realise the hit's out on you, and then you have to fucking avoid it. And if you can avoid it long enough, then you can retire as an undefeated champion in that sense. In other words, they never got to. They never fucked you over. They never played that trick. They never slapped you in the face with that fucking red herring. But whatever they do, they never hit you with a, you know, you never got that look that old Iron Man got. What's his name? Bob Hoskins. He taught people, deaf and dumb people, to read. Now, television can do fairly decent things on a very small budget, I suppose. But you know, he was well meaning. He was do gooding. It was a bit of a do goody thing. It was a thin end of the wedge. Oh, look what we've done. By the way, we sent Bob to Hollywood and he will work on an interpretation of Joyce. But the point was, is yes, television, yes, me, alternative, anything. Now, look, if Frank wants to
tickle
go,
words right out of my mouth.
There must have been one. Yes. No, late tonight, right?
On FACO.
He's a smart man with a smart education, sees the world. Look, and if Frank's pulling on this side of and he's not playing a joke on me, I'll listen to Frank all day long. And if he's putting through his paces, Oaks Busters, and we all agreed we love Chris, is it all right? I mean, you know, early doors Chris, and I ain't going to do him. I'm not going to pay him a disservice by trying to, mimic him, if you see what I mean. I wouldn't do it. It'd be disrespectful many ways. But we know, you know, he's going through it. The Lord, and it's coming to him. It's coming to him. And on that journey, I'm getting a bit of it. Now, if we're getting anything else, I don't care. You know, I'm easy. Frank, I feel comfortable in Frank's hand. Tom, feel comfortable with that. You, Napoleon.
Fuck you, man.
Don't mind me saying that. Fucking Rich.
Do me a favour. Tell me what you think. No, be quiet, Apple, for a minute, man. Come on. Right. So, come on. It's all right. Right, Frank, what did you do at university until you were 40?
Okay, so firstly, I did so I started university when I was still 17.
Fucking faker.
I had a science degree when I was 20. And then I did a mining. Then I worked for a while as a sales clerk, as selling chemicals.
And you have then, long hair, Frank.
And yeah. Then I
shoulder
did
length or crew cut. What were
I've
you?
I sold chemicals.
No, I had, and I always kept my hair reasonably short, but I had, you know, truckloads of hair. And then,
right, yeah, and the smart suits.
No, I mostly wore what we call doll shirts, like Terry, like a flannelette shirt with a. Check
loose in the 70s. Yeah. Well, see if you can dig us up a picture.
So what brought you back? What you brought back to the university?
Desi boots. Fucking Desi boots.
And yeah. I had a duffel coat, a grey duffel coat with wooden buttons.
That'd have endeared you to people. 120 degrees and he's wearing a duffel coat. Who does he think is? Who does he think he is, this fucking university?
So Frank goes near the cold bit.
In Australia, university is really only on from March until November, and that's the cool part of Melbourne.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
It's quite, you know, it gets, you know, we go skiing in winter.
Very nice. Anyway, let me take you away from this, brother.
I did a civil engineering course for a little bit, then decided to switch over to mining engineering because that's where all the money was.
You was even like that in those days, Frank. You weren't an idealist in the sense. Melbourne in the 70s. That's got to be very, very cool.
No, but do you know what? Do you know what's daft? If you could make money in them days, that's a lot easier than trying to make money these days. Yeah, nowadays, you've got to be a right bastard to fucking step on people knowing what you know. Do you know what I mean?
Miners. I only ever remember, the only thing I know about miners in Australia was I bumped into a kid and he just, you know, he was a little bit haunted by it and he's gone Rio Tinto, Rio Tinto. And something happened and they killed somebody. Did they blow an aeroplane up a couple of years from Rio Tinto? In the past. I don't know what he was into. I ain't got a clue, but, you know.
In the past. Everything's in the past, you mad cunt.
Do you remember that kid from, what were they called? Fabergé, the egg firm. No. Aubergines. What were they called? Little fat kids.
Yeah.
Who are they called? Flambergés.
Yeah.
Anyway, no names there, Patrick. And what was his name? Fatty Scott or something. Remember the little fella like Anthony Warren Thompson? And told us all. It was, you know, Ike time. It was all right. Good information. Struck me as a bit of a LaRouche kind of guy. LaBosch, LaRouche and all that. Can't remember. Something C. Crane.
So, right, I've got a question.
And then I worked for a while. Then I had to get these things called my manager's certificates, right? You have to run Lions in Australia, you have to do more study. So I got
to learn to stop people, itching people over there with a shovel if they don't behave themselves.
Does that have an equivalent qualification around the world, or is it just like a specialised one?
I think it would be equivalent to run open cut mines. And then on the way, you get drill and blast certificates and all these certificates you have to have.
You sort of learn as you move to bigger companies.
I still don't believe you, do they, Frank?
And then I did an MBA. And I took years to do that MBA.
You joined the MBA. With all that going on, you joined the MBA.
What kind of animal is miners?
You don't sound black.
That's right. It's a black is a state of mind, though, isn't it, Tim?
Fucking hell. Yeah, I've got an helicopter there. This gives you an echo. I've got a black, talking of black, I've got a black helicopter over it. Should I get rid of these cunts and get up drones? The actor are old, but must be waiting seconds.
And Typo, you are going to have to write an article explaining how you do circular breathing for everybody.
Can I do that in, I ain't getting out of puff, you know, Frank.
Your ability to do circular breathing, I think, is you must be one of the very best at the art.
It used to be a pearl
there. I can't even think in circles, never mind fucking breathing in circles.
Right, Frank, where are we up to there? What's that about the ages?
Where are we up to now? Golden Triangle. You ever seen any
more? So eventually, what got me to this state of mind is I'm selling salt to people, right?
That's okay.
I'm selling salt to this big company that makes it for animal feed and stock feed, and realizing how much salt we sell.
Solaris. There you go. Solaris. Ooh, salt, celery, Solaris. Money joke.
All that stuff, yeah.
Two different things.
And you talk to all the...
That's misinformation. Salt is the sun. Sal is salt. Go on,
anyway. Solaris.
Oh, so Ray Ben Johnson. Go on, crack on, Frank. Pigs need salt. We can brine them from the inside out.
All that
Never
stuff.
Never moon a werewolf.
And then gradually I sort of said, okay, well, people are being deliberately misinformed about salt. And then, you know, that's right. You've got to play with your willy, haven't you?
Don't drag me down.
I've never checked and I've never looked, but do you know what? The fact that you've said
I won't interrupt you.
I believe you are a very contentious, so I can imagine the pictures you've already got on there.
Free willy.
You've got free willy.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger's coming with
you. Right, now let's get back to the initial question, actually, because the initial question, it was something to do with Chris Holt's question. I thought you're projection. You said, well, look, if this is the way it is, you can see this far, then the model goes out the window. And I love the way Chris's mind works, but I can't understand why he doesn't grasp that. Now, I can understand if there was optical illusions, but there's not the optical illusions people talk about.
No, the thing that Chris is saying is because of these flights, the world is round. Well, basically,
if you take a flight from Australia,
you can't say shit like India, that.
And then to South Africa, right? That's a triangle. But you can narrow the width of that triangle and still travel the same distance.
Is that what it means?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So everything that Chris is saying,
it's all relevant to the type of flight you're in. We don't know. The maps haven't changed in 300 years. What I'm saying there is, the model is out the window.
Yeah. It's necessary but not sufficient. To be a ball earth, the flight stuff is necessary, but it's not sufficient to prove it.
It proves that there is a flaw in the way that the world's maps. It also proves that the maps haven't changed in 300 or so years. If with a little bit of finagling, you can make it so that the triangles are less wide than they should be, therefore creating miles of space in certain parts of the ocean. And it's obvious. And this is it. It's fucking obvious. Why don't people understand this?
Plain as a salt on your plate, mate.
Well, it's not far off. You go up and down.
I'm struggling to follow this. I'm going to have to turn you up. Seeing as we've got a nice line, I'm going to turn you up. Tell me if we're getting real feedback. And then we'll shut up. You know, one of the reasons I don't ever shut up Napoleon is because I can't understand whether anybody can hear me. So I'm going to turn it up a bit. If it fucks up, tell me and I'll switch it off, honestly.
I think that's why most of Africa is. I think they're hiding space all over the place.
Where do they get this sort of Africans?
As I said, in the end, all I can tell you is that we operate on the base. Everybody operates on the basis that water is in a plane, a level plane.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we all operate from the sea level of the world, of the globe, the average sea level being in a plane.
Those funny things to begin with, though. So it works out. When you release it from the tap, so we're trying to get back to the source. When you release it from the tap, it will cling to surfaces. Sometimes, even to the point where you thought, you do that and you pick it up, you thought you'd washed it.
Yeah, water is really, again, Typo, the most astonishing substance. You know, everything about water is.
I think water is the essential being of the planet. What the energy is, what the knowledge is.
Absolutely. The water is the basis of everything.
And canals in, wouldn't it?
And the structure of water and the way you can change the properties of water with various forms of radiation or magnetism or putting salt into it or everything about water is incredible and people take it for granted.
Understand. Seems to have an effect on it. Seems to have an effect.
I agree, yeah. There seems to be something about the way your outlook is that alters things, yeah.
I neglected my red currants this year. And when I say I neglected them, I moved one or two, put them out the back, and then neglected them. But they'll be interesting next year, probably. And the ones that they'd realise that one or two of them been pulled away, honestly, they reacted. So, you're going to lose a third to the... Sorry, mate.
No,
I didn't particularly water them. Nature provided, good downpour, and they taste better than they have done since then. And they're about 7-8 years I've had these particular plants. As I say, I've moved two into the back, and I'm not going to really bother with them. I'm going to let them fruit, I don't know what. But yeah, water.
And there's a fantastic experiment where a guy put a stack of ring magnets in water coloured blue. I don't know if you guys have seen it. And he fills the tub up, and as the water rises up around the magnets, the water can't get inside these magnets, and it distorts the shape of the water really incredibly.
Would
that create a bulge in the middle?
Yeah, I'll see if I can find it. It is incredible. So the stuff, when I talk about salt being important and all that sort of stuff, one of the main things it does for people is keep them hydrated.
Building blocks, aren't they? Those crystals. But, yeah, we can look so far and we can look no further.
One of the most remarkable things to me is the fact that people walk around going, evolution is real. Right. And once they work out that evolution is real, then what you do is you sort of turn to the natural world and you go, right, it's about 15 minutes. Literally 15 minutes to work out that water is the fucking most essential thing on the planet. It's probably what the energy and everything's made up from. It harnesses, like, slows down, like, what the fucking hell slows down, like? You know what I mean? There's lots of things. Yeah. That means it takes stuff from it. Frank, this is where I get annoyed when some people on there, they come on and they spend fucking 25 minutes going.
I do get annoyed
because it's fucking obvious.
But in fairness,
in fairness to you, Topo,
for the last 10 minutes, you've been very easy to talk to. It's great. Please keep this up.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah.
I've got no reason to question anybody's opinions on anything at the moment. I don't think so.
I'll return and start talking about the Golden Triangle again.
Oh, Tom's back. Hi, Tom.
Yeah, that's terrific. You watch how restrained I can be.
Come back, Tom. Why don't you come back? I've just been playing music.
I'm listening to you guys. I mean, you've still got you on. It's like I'm in the pub still, but I'm playing a bit of music.
I thought it was nice.
What was that, Tom?
I need the practice. I'm shite.
Go on, give us a ditty.
Oh, no, I can't. No, I'm interrupting. You were just talking.
No, you were some fucking Roland Napoleon.
But I think it's
time. Just said to me, I'm easy to talk to. I'd like to keep it.
Time to pour fire on the water, though, Tom.
Have you heard these pair of cunts?
Time to pour fire on the water. No, I don't.
No, I'm serious about this. I'm
calming down a bit, and perhaps it was a good thing, you know. I just popped back in just to say, just for fun, but
Dead Sea. We were going to talk about the Dead Sea and how you can float in it.
Out of water.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Sure. No.
Oh, it's very salty. It's all that salt in it. It's so thick and salty.
What we were talking about, Tom, is the fact that, right, once you realise that evolution is bollocks, which it pretty much is, and then you have a look around and you're looking around the natural world, and it takes two and two, and you go, water's pretty much the most abundant thing that we need on the planet. It controls everything. We're all reliant on it. It fucks about with light. It takes on properties. It pretty much is like the super, super, super thing on the planet. Then after about 20 minutes, you go, right, water's the best. Right, but there's still people on here who are talking about the world spinning and typo. It keeps interrupting and, you know, there's lots of idiots. So, you know, we're at the next stage now. We'll come back to you. So give us a song.
I'm going to put a question in the chat room for Frank.
Where did we really come from? And is it going anywhere other than where they take us? What do you reckon, Chris?
All right, that's good. A bit of work on it. Frank do the vocals.
Ooh, tell us.
We'll say under a Facebook red label.
With language they control.
All right.
Tell you what to do. And they put you in that school.
Do the doody do do do.
They set you up for life with the things they want you to think. And all you can do is your best. As you spell the thing.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Out of bullshit.
Burnley.
Whoa. Funny game.
Crystal. Paisley. And at least the sugar is free.
We got to play.
Fuck it up. Don't stop me on karaoke.
What do you reckon?
I reckon you should mute me. I don't want to be a moderator. What can I do?
You end up doing something that, I mean, that's it. You've got a
good
job. You're like one of those fucking Jobsworths now, aren't you? What the fuck am I doing here? It's not even a shift I want.
But I've got
a fucking broom up my arse and I'll sweep her. Well, I've got to get rid of a few fucking Napoleon's links. It seems to be double spamming or whatever it's called. So I open it for me, Tom. I open it for me.
Yeah. Reference, right in the eye of the country there, the alluded to eye, where that golden triangle is.
Did you see my Manchester Day posters, Tom? The big eye, the Manchester Day.
Okay, Manchester Day with the big eye in it, is there? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, amazing, and that was after the Ariana Grande thing.
Yes, well, this seems to be Big Brother, of course, is 2-2, isn't it?
That was the eye that was.
There was very lot of B2s in that Manchester thing, wasn't
exactly.
It?
Exactly.
22-33, and there was 22-year-old killer, 22 dead, Big Brother.
22-year-old killed 22 people.
Basic gematria. And then you've got the eye symbol for Big Brother, haven't you?
Yes.
I'm not
really saying it means, I don't know what it all ties together exactly, but yeah, we're seeing these references, aren't we? Yeah, clearly.
Yeah, but it was so funny. It was just like, he kept saying Manchester Day, and it was this big eye, and it was all like, oh, innovation.
It's our consciousness.
I'm a water sign, so I could never really take the music once I realised it was quite, it was a vibe, you know.
Typo, mute yourself.
Alright.
There you go.
A private message, you Frank.
The third eye.
Three.
Fuck all about it. I'm going to talk about my kundalini.
Triad of pituitary gland, thalamus and pineal gland.
Really. Well, that brings me to my little...
3 is a magic number.
The only thing I'm actually going to Dallas Goldberg fucking Avenue now, but I'm literally...
You're right, you're in the live stream.
I don't... I could be walking on broken glass, I don't care. Listen,
Napoleon. I'm the only
moderator in the room. Hey, I tell you, I was showing you a video earlier. I'm a sucking potato sucker.
Fucking show me video evidence.
You see, he made a video out of me, so you understand how I don't give a fuck.
I know what you mean. You got 660 videos up in 1 week.
I just...
Oh, cool, I'm not having a go at
it. Stop now. Tom, you're talking about you're talking about parts of the brain which have been not revered but being identified as the potential areas of where, you know, our awakening comes from, our psychoactiveness. Now what I'm saying there is there's a part of Antarctica which is called Deception Point, and a long time ago, a year and a half, two years ago, I started looking at people who'd gone down Antarctica. Now it's all Masons. So I'm pretty much looked at it, and it's a brain shape. Now, considering the latest revelation is water seems to be flat, and all the people who've been to Antarctica seem to be Masons or
you don't know what winter is like. Credible.
I've actually basically worked out, and in my own head, I already believe that what we're shown for Antarctica is pretty much imaginary. There's nothing that we see, like with the map or the people going down there, is any real. Basically, it's brain shape because it's imaginary. I don't know why.
Son of Sean
Bean. When you look at the way artwork and everything has been placed in our laps over the years, even cartography has taken on different animal things. The people in Africa and showing where animals come from, and the maps haven't changed in 300 years. So I'm actually at the same level now where I believe some of the land masses are pretend and they're just made up for what. Well, basically for us. So, I mean, nothing to me is far-fetched at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree. Those ideas are certainly going to be...
I want Truth's name. I'll go and chat to him. Bye.
I would not put it past them at all.
You are. No, I think the level of control is much more... what we call much more...
complete and sophisticated and
slight. It does seem to be, doesn't it? It really does seem to be, whether it's from movies or whatever.
That movie, Them, is just great fun, isn't it?
What movie is that, Frank?
The one where You wear sunglasses and you see the truth.
Oh, yeah, they live. They live. You might call it them over there.
No, anyway. They live. They live.
Yeah. But do you know what you shot into one word? Look at them. There you go. No, that, without a doubt. But do you know what's funny about that? This is what was, with that film, you put the glasses on and you can take them off. With us, it's not that way. It's everywhere. There's no glasses for us. It's fucking...
I don't agree. I think quite often you forget to put the glasses on and you sort of find yourself, you know, just doing normal stuff and hearing the thing. Like even the other day, Tom, when we were talking about this fire and I said to you, you know, it must be almost impossible for you to have these comments that you've got.
Yeah.
You know, when the fire first came out.
Yes.
Ab and I was saying, well, you know, we think it's probably not likely to be real. And it turned out to be much more fake than we could even possibly have thought. But even then, you and I were reluctant to say it's fake.
Well, funny, actually, I think I was a little bit misrepresented by that because I think Tim thought that as well. But actually, I thought it was fake from almost straight away. I saw that it was more...
What was the time scale, Tom, between, because I didn't really see it until 12 hours later.
The next day, as I heard it coming through at 1 a.m. live, and I did think it was totally hooky by lunchtime the next day.
Put it into place, Bit like Pete Shay, sorry, I'm not interrupting, I'm just trying to be controversial as you can understand. Shay says, that event was going to be a catalyzing event that brings about this thing. Now, he's not that far from the mark. I know everybody used to have an old
notorious. Peter's notoriously like scaremonger, not so much scaremonger, but hyping that didn't come
through. No, but you know, this idea that 9/11 was going to bring about a raising, I'm not trying to mimic him or anything, but the raising of consciousness. And yes, in that sense, we've worked it out. The country's looking in and all this. So, yeah, they worked it once. They've tweaked it round the edges. Look, it's not going to work with us. It's not going to play in Poughkeepsie or whatever they
say. It's not for us, Typo.
I know, but it is working. And the thing is, they haven't got the thick skin to go, nobody is going to stand that shit. And they've gone, no, let's run it anyway. Let's run it anyway. Because it's easily controlled.
Yeah,
and we're saying there's loads of people adopting this victim. It could possibly... I'm not saying our country. Tom lives down south. I live in the middle. It's jihadi central, by the way, you know.
Everybody comes in.
Fox Office.
And we wonder where the fuck
I agree with you. I think...
You're a bit the same, but you're the... Sorry, mate.
I agree with you. I think Peter Shea's view that it's going to be used to reshape London is pretty reasonable. And I think you do too, Tom, really, don't you?
Well, we've already.
I didn't know that was Peter's.
I didn't know that. He says that about 9/11. Fuck the dodo shit. 9/11. Oh, we should welcome it now because they enlightened us and they've taken the veil has fallen away and we should all understand it and we should welcome it and it's a way to, right? Now, if that kind of thing, I'm not saying I agree with it, but yeah, it was a fucking eye-opener for everybody. But this is a mini, mini eye-opener for a very localised movement. You know, it's only shifting the little thing. That is going to be, we ain't even talking billions here, say the cladding name.
It is a good example of something which is actually unbelievable. It's not plausible to think that the cladding could start on fire and that people wouldn't leave the building, right? That's implausible.
Yes. I don't know any of the facts, though. None of us know the facts.
Golden Triangle. Why stop when
we're winning? Two fucking psyops and a third one. We'll show these, yeah, because everybody knows.
Typo, you're falling into the fucking weirdo mode.
I will leave it. I don't want to get weirdo.
I know where your mind goes.
All right, then, let me finish this. But the point is, three psyops and they know everybody's into the alternative look at it. They know it'll get somewhere. They know it's going to be nutshelled into a cock's ass in a Twitter situation, and they can study it. But the fucking thing is, to say that people died is an absolute bullshit, isn't it? But otherwise, it wouldn't work. And there are all these fucking rats that have come out of the fucking woodwork just to point to it. Now, Peter would say, well, it's all for the good, and everybody's acting, and everybody should... Well, they are. It strikes me. And, you know, if everybody can get to the point that these houses, these floors, how on earth could they ever think they're going to get away with it when everybody's on it? You know? I'm not any fucking deep-heavy duty hacker. I do not affiliate myself with any dark web. I do not consider any of my views to be out there. Honest to God, you know, I could talk to you about the fucking power of the Lord Jesus Christ and fucking aliens if you want, but this is not the forum for it. We're talking about media fakery. And it's happening, and it's happening in Tom's backyard. If you don't mind, not yours. Because your town is a bit different.
It's
only existed after 1800. Manchester is not a proper city, is it? 1800, nowhere.
Right, no, it's what I went through before. When people say media...
It's more to do with Australia than that.
Media. Now, you're implying... Do you know what? You know what's implied by media? First of all, it's implied in your head.
And they're giving us gold triangle, making
there is no
simple.
Media. There's one message. It's not
they're
media.
They're losing control.
Right, Typo, just be quiet, man. What the fuck's all we are? Look, there's one. It's not media. It's not fucking a group of people. We keep seeing this.
There's six companies in charge of the world.
There's fucking one fucking message coming down from the top. There's not six.
That's the language.
Shut up, man. I mean, it's media. Think about it. It's one message coming down. The message coming down is there's a fire and there's people burning and dying. Tom's worked out.
Right.
We all know it's not. Right. The fucking rhetoric that was used on that day was bollocks, man. You don't have 600 people phoning up reporting a fire. And then
I don't know. I never
600 people getting the same address right on the phone. Book a fire, the book's on fire. You know what I mean? You're going to get some alterations. You don't get 600 Grenville Towers on fire.
Tom's talking about the one shot, the one image being used over and over again.
No, you're paying attention. We move on. It's different.
You're telling me about the footage I haven't seen. I'm listening to Tom, and Tom's saying this is the kind of vibe I'm getting.
I've seen the iconics.
I saw two firefighters out there. I'm prepared to talk about it. I'm not making statements here. I am prepared to talk about it.
No, you're not. You're prepared to talk about other shit. You're not prepared to talk about...
No, you're using words like obviously, actually, apparently. I don't think I've used any of those at the minute.
My verisimilitude is perfect. I'm honest. Tom's got a tune.
We're all fucking honest. Having him turn it up a bit, can't you? I'm going... Right, shall we? I know that.
When I find myself
in trouble, let it be. 22 floors up, I can jump. Hey, Delco. He's got a
That was beautiful.
He's going to sell a new piano.
It's his Catholic church.
Tom,
okay.
I've always wanted to hear you play this song, and I know in my heart you know
I like to go busking for
maybe
the
I'm amazed. Stuff. Maybe I'm amazed. Do you know it?
CC. Oh, right, Paul McCartney's song. Good one.
Yeah. It is one of the good ones. I've always thought you
I don't know it. Never played that one. So I can't just put it out for you. And I won't try.
In the chat.
A good shout.
Maybe I'm a man. Maybe you're the only one that ever had me.
Again, I certainly don't think McCartney was replaced, like a lot of people do. Like, I know Tim does, but that was always conspiracy candy. That nonsense. I think that was a.
I put an aging up on the website earlier. An aging from 1960 to 2017.
Yeah,
an aging video.
I just, it thinks much easier to have the actual agent himself, so to speak. You know what I mean? People are
aging.
What do you think about this? He says, I wish I'd have been replaced. It'd have been a lot easier.
Aging, Tom. Not agent. Aging, you know, over the years.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. It was quite good, actually. You couldn't see any particular difference between the years of 67 and 67, say.
I haven't seen it. There was one that there was a 28 if on the number plate of that Volkswagen Beetle on the Abbey Road. And it was like, if he had been alive, he'd been 28, he would have been 28. And that was a little key little
piece. It was a Riley
Elf. He wouldn't have been that age. He would have been 20, would have been a year or two younger than that, I think.
Riley Elf.
So it wasn't actually right.
And always like, and he was all right, and they used to wave to him.
I don't think the Beatles were organic. The Tavistock Institute sort of, you know, idea about them.
Hop, skip, and a jump.
I think certainly it was, what do I think? I don't know, actually.
Because it's very hard.
Close to that one. Actually, I tend to think they're a real band. Clearly, they're a real band. And they just clicked.
Agreed.
And then they were just used. That's what,
yes.
I think maybe I'm being stupid to think that.
Well, let's not talk about them then, Tom.
I'm pretty much exactly
that black and white footage.
Thought it was you there. The talent was there. The talent was there. They'd done the legwork. They'd learned all the songs they needed to. They clearly were talented and they were used. But it's like what Ab says. You milk a product, and it does seem that they were milked. Nevertheless, they were milked, but they were still fruitful.
Legitimately,
you know, even once they'd separated, it was almost like the first time they tried to split the brand and make it, you know, more successful individually.
I've always done that.
Brilliant. Yes.
I have to bow out. I was enjoying the conversation, and I'm going to practice my circular breathing. I'll be back.
Frank, good love night. You, man. Take care.
How did you do at the badminton, Frank?
It's gone, mate.
He never gives you any facts or figures, does he?
Yeah, so, but it does seem like it was the ultimate brand, you know.
Definitely culture creation. I mean, they're penciled in like Oasis were from Manchester in 93 to coincide with the football and Man United. Man,
never stood for it. You couldn't believe it.
Liverpool also sided with the you know, it's like in Manchester United were not Oasis's football. Oasis.
No, you got the other side, Man City.
Yeah,
that was
important. So they could say we had the music.
Man,
you know, so then the Manchester United fans could enjoy the music. Oh, you know, it was almost like
Liverpool
and Everton. Everton became like a very quite successful team in the time of Liverpool's dominance. And you've got the two teams in the city, the red and the blues. You know, it's, yeah. There you go. It's
I never way. Understood how come
you don't, Bristol, doesn't even need to be.
How come Bristol end up with two teams? I've got Bristol Rovers and Bristol fucking City. But how did they end up with? You end up with two breweries. You end up with two teams. You end up with two.
Right, typo. Can I ask you a question? Right, Del's here now. You're going to be quiet. He left earlier.
But you will only get my name right.
You're being rude. You kept being rude. No, you were. Right, so we've got Tom. Remember, I'm
Vote now.
I have to get up.
You think I was being rude? Vote now.
Yeah. But Tom, what do you think there? You don't need both teams to be
playing the song.
Typo, good sound. But you don't need both the red and blue to be one a team and one a new one a team as well. You could have the red of United and the blue of Oasis.
You'll end up with brain, man.
If you typo, chill, man. You see what I mean there, Tom? You can capture the demographic of two cities. With one side and one with the other. And then they can still, the people who are passionate about football will still go to the city games. And then if they've got any ammo that they can draw from somewhere else, like Oasis City fans. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, that was important.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Put in place in that with that dynamic. Yeah, that was popular, successful. It sort of started around sort of 89, the Hacienda time was the sort of one of the pineal glands, if you like, where the drugs were put into there.
88 was about when I cupped on.
Yeah, you were up there about that time. You checked
in. Not really, but yeah, it was happening, wasn't it?
Interesting time in popular culture. It's like a summer of love of sorts, wasn't it? And we could see this one was...
Oh.
And, Happy Mondays. And
all the agents were in place.
And they were another success. That album was fantastic, you know.
Second Coming. The one that got me was The Second Coming. And I remember at the Friday, my mate, and he's come up. He's gone, I put that on. I said, it's only a crappy little tape. But it was actually a demo of
The Second
Coming.
Do you know what it was? September Blues soundtrack and Happy Mondays. Right. Have you ever listened to it? The similarity between...
Well, like a remix?
No.
I don't know, I ain't a musician.
Typo, you're not going to hear an answer while you're
speaking.
I'm listening
to you.
Right, well, shut the fuck up. What's up with you? You walked in like a fucking gnome.
Shut the fuck up. Relativity. I've never paid the 12 euros to buy
it. Why don't you give it a raise? Rabbit, money,
rabbit. Oh, darling. No, seriously, though. Nope.
I don't care if you come round here. I got my P-Nikon under there. I don't care if you come round here.
It's fucking priceless, isn't it? When you become an agent, they give you a gun. You tell them you've got a gun. Right.
Well, I'm not strong out. Get that Elvis one up. Yeah, we all like Elvis. Well, I don't. He's a fucking top operative. But everybody's heard it. You know when he does his Las Vegas and he goes, I want
Elvis. Elvis got his haircut. I'll sing you a little song about Elvis.
Right, go on then.
You'll have to play this. You're not a moderator. What the fuck can you do? Sorry, brother. Go on. I'm getting Elvis Strung out YouTube.
Hey, I said it the other day.
Played by Mr. Tom Delpra.
Well, Elvis got his haircut, went to the army in 60, was it? 60. And then John Lennon got his haircut and did his film. And then Harry Styles.
Yeah, but yeah, I had the rockers before him. I never really had anything to do with
him. Just be quiet
I am getting some.
Typo, you're not helping anyone. Just be quiet.
Have we got to spell it out for the fucking the weak-minded? Quiet. Or people who are just like got their nose in the fucking Bible here? Or can we...
To keep it brief, for the weak-bladdered.
Just concentrate on that golden triangle. We'll be back after the break. Go on then, Nat. Perhaps. It's only a fucking joke, mate. Never in your life.
Who's that? Oh, hi, Tal.
Hey, how's it going, man?
And hi, Greg, by the way, because you muted, but I meant to say hello earlier.
I don't want to echo when Tal's heard. He sent me a message.
I really had a conversation the other day, man. That was nice.
I'm a sutra. So.
Hey, you know what, guys? I have a question for you guys, because, I've been... Have you guys heard of a guy called Cliff?
Richard.
How'd you know I'm a guy? How'd you know Tom's a guy?
So there's a guy called Cliff High, like C-L-I-F-F, then High.
Oh, and he's all robots, yeah?
Yes, yeah. He talks about basically trading robots.
Random generating machines.
Yeah, what do you guys think of that guy? I mean, he's like just a fear guy.
His maths is wrong. He starts off wrong. His maths. He has to incorporate it in a normal
level. Yes. I'm sorry I didn't respond to your message, Want for Truth. I only caught it this morning and I got caught up in a flat earth debate of sorts.
Oh.
I don't know what you said. You said, are any of you guys online? I may have appeared to be, but I was drunk.
You did some trend stuff that was good, though.
I had to kick you out of the live stream the other night. It happened again, you know. So.
It's Highball. Remember that?
Sorry, Tom.
Hey, no, who was the person who said that, that basically said that Cliff High is like kind of a shill of some sort? I guess that's what you were trying to say, right?
I didn't mind.
No, I think what it is there's a product going to be used soon, and it's going to be based off what he's sort of pushing there.
It's been in place for a long time.
25
years
to
bring that about. No fucking.
It's not natural. It's a long time. I've got all the notes into it, but there's some fishy about it. But nevertheless, it's still.
Have a fucking
thing. Yeah, you know.
Unleash him on the internet. Cliff Hoy with his butter massive.
Talking about this, and I just don't have anyone to talk to about it, guys. So that's why.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm in the fakeology world because I
feel like you guys. Cliff, I'll talk to you about it.
We're not really being fakeologists tonight, Tal. We're just arguing amongst ourselves.
Oh, all right. Well, no, I just, you know, I feel
very like local.
These are the things.
It's fucked up again. Your fault.
Yeah, that is totally my fault. Yeah,
it's fucking hell. You won't even let him get near the fridge to get a drink.
I'll be back in 5, guys. Come on.
Funny.
Shake him up.
You're the only one that can.
You're another hour of Fakeologist audio chat.
We're going bad. Fakeologist.com.
Can you put that to music, sir?
Listen to this fucking ramble for another hour.
He thought he doesn't get any better.
Sal, are you back? Hold on.
Yeah, I'm back.
I am a moderator here, Tom. I know you. You just. Sal, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you guys. I had it in coming.
Can you do us a bumper?
I didn't hear what you said. Man, whatever. I can't talk to you about the transsexual shit.
No, go right. You bunch of cunts listening to another hour of
Psychologist.com.
Your level, you might want to put your level up a little bit to compete with Typo, who's got his up at maximum.
Oh, sorry. Oh, no, I've worked it out. I've left it in default position for Delqua, and he was talking very quiet.
Oh, that's all right there. There's a quite like that.
Can you hear that? That's my hairspring.
Are you guys vibrating?
He's still on. I'm sick of being a moderator.
Del's just got his nunchucks out. He's coming.
Fuck it. I wish the fake guys would turn up.
Yeah.
Shambles. Where's Frank the Silver?
No, Tarpo's moderating. Very moderate. He's always been very moderate about his moderating.
Yes, certainly is.
Yeah. In fact, so moderate that he was
taking. He's been very humble. He's been very humble. He's been so humble that you're calling Fred. Hi, 1, 2, 4, Nay. How are you? That's not funny.
Fucking what?
I don't know if he's changed his volume or what. All right. Maybe. Perhaps we should have another song.
I had a chat with you. I'll sort my levels out. Let me Pink Floyd now. Who's that?
So anyway.
Somebody's blabbering.
There was a golden handshake in a golden triangle. With a golden one.
And you're in the middle of it.
Well, I'm in the corner of it, mate. Right in one corner of it.
I'm going up for the corner.
Going up for the corner.
Grabala. And Grabala. You know what? Well, he died of shame, yeah.
He was another of a goalkeeper, a key man in the fix. So, and remember, that was Liverpool, the dominant team at the time. So,
You know, it's
maybe
used
you bumped into him because I used to. I'm sure they still drink now. Yeah, footballers. I don't know about the new kids. I mean, how would you ever tell where the soccer players, you know, Evian and Post, whatever his name was, that Wenger kid.
Lumberjack, Greg there. Hello,
hey,
Lumberjack.
How's it going, man?
Hey.
Yeah, man.
Okay, I'm not going to mention Twin Peaks or Lumber.
Okay.
Or South Carolina, promise you.
I'm going to be a big fish in a small fish in a big pond. Come on, Lumberjack, Greg, tell some lumber jokes.
Oh, man.
I'm only kidding, man.
How many lumberjacks?
We're a little bit worried about asbestos, so you better mute yourself. Otherwise,
yeah, you should have a spiel on how stopped all the false flags around the world. So, well, you know, if the Twin Towers would have been built with made with wood, then there's no way if it would have splintered. You know, I mean, you should have a
808
angle on it.
27th of June, good day for a sire.
I'll just come in and say my name's Greg.
Hey.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, did you hear about the house that the Lesbos built on the south side of town?
Lesbos? What are they doing now?
They built that house back there. It fell down.
What was that?
It didn't have no studs in it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fucking news. I love it.
I'm hardline when it comes.
We need Larry the drummer to give it a patoosh thing.
What's that old joke about people putting telegraph poles in?
And someone jokes.
Did you put in? And he says, I put 12 in. He said, congratulations, you gave him the money. And the other bloke come up, he said, how many did you put in? He said, one. What's your fucking hell? What are you doing? One. He said, well, it's fucking difficult. And he went out and looked, he put it all in the ground, he put it all away, and I can't remember that joke, really. Sorry. The punchline is, yeah, he may have put 12 in, but fucking he never got them all the way into the fucking ground, did he?
I put mine in all the way.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I've never heard it before. Have you heard?
You have. You've heard that before back
then? No, 12. I ain't. I just speculated.
Have you heard that one about the guy's first
name? It's the only telegraph pole joke I've ever heard, really.
But it's his first night in prison. He's dead.
Oh, hang on.
Got a guy in the cell. And he says, don't worry, mate.
It's funny about being incarcerated.
He said, we'll get a friend today. He's dead. He said, the stuff to take our mind off it will be all right. So he gets through the day with him. He's found. He comes in at the night time. He says, right, so what happens now? He says, well, we're going to play a game. He says, what kind of game? He says, well, we're going to play Mummies and Daddies. And he goes, all right. He's, you know, he's fucking
I'm a violent there. Escaper.
He's scared to death. So the fella says to him, right, well, you know, I'll give you a choice. You'll be Mummy or Daddy. So he goes, so he's there and he's there. He thinks,
I'm a blue collar criminal.
He goes, I'll be Daddy. I'll be Daddy. So the guy goes, all right, and come over here and suck Mammy's cock.
That's pretty good.
I'm sorry, you always tickle me.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
You just know you got to prison.
That one's for unreal.
There was a bloke.
Did
you type on? It's a shame.
I wasn't listening. You're too good for a fundo for me. You ain't got an echo, though, have we?
I get to the hooker, yeah? And he says, look, I'm a bit kinky. He says, do you mind if I do it with my big toe? All right, then.
It's
the same price. Go ahead. A week later, he gets a rash. He gets a rash.
I'm
sorry. So he goes to the doctor. The doctor has a look at it, and he goes, he says, oh, I'm afraid you got syphilis of the big toe. He said, is that unusual? He said, well, no, not really. He said, a woman came in here the other day with athlete's cunt.
Oh, man. Oh, no. Oh, do you know what? I'm going to have to leave it. I'm going to wish you all a lovely afternoon. So, Lumberjack.
Well, Lumberjack, Greg. You don't want to talk about fires, man. Summer, that's the coach.
Hey, I loved your conversation with Uninstall Media, man. That was great.
Oh, hey, Uninstall's cool. Love him to bits. Did the people you meet on these hangouts, especially the fake ologist ones, basically the content second to none. You know what I mean? You know, it's been done with a BDI and people have been looking at it. And this is what I love about it. I love everything about it. Shame your life. Anyway, I'm going to bid you all a really good night. And everyone has a lovely night.
Take care.
Thank you. Take care, Thibault.
I can't take care. I will take something. Maybe a lesson is that it then? I've interrupted everybody, upset everyone, lost the thread.
What you say?
Talking about it behind your back.
Yeah. Take care, mate.
These fucking headphones are fucking burning, aren't they?
Well, I mean, the thing is,
you can't play the piano.
Call it a total fucking disruption.
Well, we don't sway anybody from the message at the moment, do we? Don't worry, it's fucked up as well.
It's so important.
They may be conspiring. Want for truth has gone. But there's one or two of us here. That's you. You know, Tom, on this little thumbnail that we get, you look a bit like Chubbs. I know it's you because it's blue, white, and blue, but Chubbs looks a bit the same. Sorry, mate.
Tom, that post you made in the chat with all the magazine covers, I couldn't believe it. Those are like really over the top, weren't they?
Yeah. Well, it's a pyramid. Yeah, it's a golden triangle, isn't it? It's a.
Oh, you mean the pyramid? They have a pyramid shape to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of do. Okay, I got you.
That's the money shot they've taken.
The broadsheet, the tabloid.
You look at it. It's like a we did talk of that. That's right. It's and it was all portrayed as it's like a burning triangle.
A little bit of American rule. I've not seen it. I didn't look at it. But to us. I was mate, talking about it's a little bit.
Yeah.
Stand out.
The golden triangle. It's a flaming triangle sort of thing.
A smudge stick for that triangle, and they can do what they want with it, I suppose.
Yeah, it is. I guess I didn't see the triangle part. Yeah, you're right. I see the triangle in the flames. Okay, I got you. Yeah.
Clearance.
I didn't get how you were tying it back in with the triangle. I was just looking at over the top titles, like how the hell could it happen? I like look at that and just take
it. Yeah, hell burning. Yeah. You know
what I mean? Yes. Death trap. Hell. Yeah. We totally.
I mean, they pulled out all the time.
Meanwhile, skating on ice.
Oh yeah, I love those. I mean, I say
get
I love
back
them.
Up something that far in the chat that buried. I'm going to get it.
I buy the tabloids and just look at them, you know, or look at the racks. You can just read a day's stories almost just looking at the racks of the headlines.
I agree. I love to just look at the headlines. I want to I'm going to look at the headline, the New York Times, and just kind of glaze it over. I mean,
yeah.
That's the way this stuff's meant to be consumed anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, you
well,
can.
Sorry.
The newspapers, you can sort of, yeah, there's often a theme, you know, and it's,
definitely.
A concert of media.
Yeah. I've been talking to Napoleon and Delcroix for a while in the chat, and I'm trying to use it, I don't know what I'm doing anyway, but halfway through, I went over the road to get the cat some food, and I got myself a drink, and it's a local store, and all the daily papers have gone. There are only two left. One is the Sun, which has a picture of a shark in a. It's got to be fake, or it might not be fake, but you know, it's in a kind of what you call a Lido effect somewhere in Mallorca, and it's got this headline saying, it's
shark found in swimming pool.
Was it? Yeah. All right. But the headline, it's like a joke on it in Mallorca. You know, it's people thought that was funny, whatever. So it's got this thing. But our local newspaper, which up until recently, I didn't even realise has gone from an early morning paper to a mid-morning. So, you know, logistically speaking, they can deliver as many papers as you need. They're never going to be overstocked. But there were three left, and it's called the Evening Mail. So you've got this shark attack, or possibly, you know, whatever it is, Mallorca. Lovely headline, funny enough. Make you think twice about going on holiday with your kids. And on the front of our local paper is a kid who has been stabbed, a 26-year-old, possibly got a face. Who knows? You know, could be, you know, could be a kid who got stabbed in, I think it said Audrey. So I don't know what he's doing on the front of fucking the Birmingham Evening Mail. But it's a nice work. And it was a juxtaposition, you know. And if you weren't paying it attention and you were just getting in the fags or lottery tickets or paying you like this, you wouldn't possibly even bother it, you know, bother about it. But the fact that I turned off on it so many years ago and now realise that they're just doing the same as they've always done. Yeah, and that was it. The last two papers in the shop. One was a shark attack in Mallorca. It's something that even, you know, a lot of people wouldn't even get the reference. It's only something in Mallorca. Do you remember it, some bird who used to look posh but wasn't posh? What was her name? Oh, swabbing out the jacks again, boys.
Mallorca?
Yeah, what was her name?
Lorraine Chase.
Lorraine Chase, you got it, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, of course you have, yeah. I should have got it myself, but that's what Google's for. And they made a reference to that, and there's a, in Mallorca, and there's a shark. But our local newspaper, which is local, but it's, you know, it's got proper fucking premises and everything. Post and Mail in Birmingham is a bit of an hot spot, you know. It was so close to the courts, so close to the police station. One of the last gun shops in Birmingham was almost directly underneath it. Picturesque over the road. Very, you know, very Masonic in that sense. But Birmingham turned over by the Americans in about 1974 under the guise of something else. It was all to do with concrete sales and flyovers. But, you know, we ain't that deep safe. What was the point? Oh, yeah, the golden triangle. I believe, you know, that's it. It's as simplistic as that. And Tom's there, and he's giving me the feedback. You know, I know a kid who lives. My half-brother, he's been down in London he was about 18. And he went down, so he's in his 50s. He's 50 now, I should imagine. Gemini, it would have been his birthday last week, or coming up. Fuck me, imagine I'll have to keep you. Yeah, I've only just thought of it. He might give me a knock-on. But he's a complete nutter convert to Cockneyism. He lives in Elephant Castle-ish or something like that. Been there forever. Suits him down to the ground. A predatory kind of kid. And, turn up there. Sorry? And, the Golden Triangle. I don't know why anybody would run that one up on the flagpole and see if they'd salute it, unless they really were taking the piss, or they were bereft of any kind of fucking eye there. You know, it's not quite enough powerful of a symbol. It seems like a little bit of a piss-poor... But that's it, you know, they're not trying to wow us with it. Just call it a golden triangle. But I don't think we should. Well, fuck you. We're going to call it that. Whoever called the shots on calling it a golden triangle may be doing a disservice for the institutions they're pointing at. I wouldn't like to be in any way associated with something super... Nah, golden triangle.
No, it's,
you shouldn't have stood it, mate. I shouldn't have stood that. TP Village, I can have TP Town, yeah. Not Golden Triangle. It's
I tell you what, some jury probably come down, some consultant that we insult it to him. And as I say, Ginster's fucking Cornish pasties should never have stuck. Piri Piri chicken should never have fucking stuck to him, but it's stuck. And you're saying the Golden Triangle, not to me, not to you, and hopefully not to me. Who's going to get themselves behind that? Are they just going to force that down our fucking necks?
Well, it's already being put into our minds by, it's being asserted literally on the map by, as I said, the train lines between Oxford and Cambridge, and there's a motorway being built, like loads of, and there's this massive development in that area in industry and business, and it's being driven by money and development, and that's, and they're focusing it in eye at the top, right in sort of the Isle of Britain, in sort of what is seen as the brain of Britain, which gets into the sort of consciousnesses of national identity.
I can believe it. But yeah, one of these days we're going to have to cut them off somewhere at Newcastle, somewhere at fucking, we're going to have to cut them up and we're just going to isolate it.
This is merely
the Brexit thing that was.
The winking eye. They've got the winking eye and then they've got the cock of the north, whatever they call it, that thing with its ISIS-like arms out sort of thing. Do you know what I mean? Maybe it's that. They've got the same
principle. If they know what they're doing and they can handle this world that we live in, I'm...
Every major city, it's an analogy for the human brain, and then the information flows from the certain point of it, the identity of the city, out into the populace.
And they got rid of everybody that fucking made it for them.
The eye, the third eye, the consciousness of the identity of the, you know, as if within, as without. And you know, what, or whatever.
Yeah, architecture. I remember when they pushed the big MI5 building. Elkhart was there. He'd probably tell us the two big ones. One was in Belfast. One was... I'm not a conspiracy. They need a nice new building, don't they? They took our library down. Prince Charles called it a fucking carbuncle. Or he said it was cool. I can't remember what he said. And it's gone now. It's not even there anymore. Yeah, there's a lot of concrete, a lot of effort, a lot of time, a lot of deals done just to get the thing moving. Very, very short term. And but I'm saying if they really are, whoever these groups, they've assimilated, if they ever got together pushing in that one, fuck knows, what they have to take, they're after results, are they? So, yeah, they've all joined up, all affiliated, and they might have shot themselves in the foot. Asking us to believe in a golden triangle, because a golden triangle is whoever come up with it, find the cunt who said that's a good idea, because it isn't. You could have called it anything, anybody else. It's an it's the second largest opium, and one of the reasons they have been throwing at Americans, all our Americans, just be lumberjack.
Principle of it's an idea, isn't
don't
it?
Don't take it personally, but they've been throwing their way around since they pushed the area. The French had fuck all to do with it. The golden triangle is opium to me. It's just opium, the opium in the masses. And they're pushing it as what? Cutting edge tech, Silicon Valley, the fucking brain worker. Sounds like they're going to get doped up. I think it's a dopey idea.
Cantankerous side of drunk typo.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to think. Sorry, Tom, of course.
No, you're all right, mate. But I've always known you'd be very easy going with it, but you're almost...
I can't even formulate thoughts about important
idea
things.
Idea of the golden triangle tonight. It's like, well, that's what it feels like. You know, you're sort of like, oh, no. Even if it is there, it's not a good idea. It means the fucking opium trade. No, there's different golden...
I can't be deprogrammed, right? If we're in the room, we'd have all these other kind of signals that we could, like, calm ourselves down.
Bermuda Triangle. There you go. The Bermuda Triangle. The Magic Triangle. The Illuminati Pyramid. The pyramids in Egypt.
You're not going to trigger me this easy, Tom. But I am listening, yes.
Trigger you?
You're not triggering, mate.
I'm not trying to.
A little bit. I'm trying to trigger somebody else and say, yeah. Okay, but what I'm saying is people who've now been triggered, all the buffins, 28 years old, as I say, they're in charge of corporations that, you know, in theory got more money than fucking
Never mind developing countries, because if it ain't developed, it ain't going to happen. I don't consider myself living in a developed country. Are there alternatives? Yeah, but they're always infiltrated, aren't they? You know, there ain't no two-p valley. I could live like an eel in the fence, some, possibly on my back. You know, on rubbish days, it'd be horrible, and keeping your breath underwater. Never mind a circular breathing, but, you know, sucking in through a straw. I don't know whether I could handle it. But, you know, would I be awed if I saw Canterbury Cathedral again? I mean, you know, it's a mind blower. The first time did I ever tell you I had a fuck in the Sacré-Cœur with a
holy
girl who was from Donegal. No, Delacroix. This would be one for Delacroix. Probably follow on though. First back.
Mother of Jesus fucking Christ.
That's what I thought at the time. Anyway, we're no idea. It was mine. And wouldn't know what exactly what they were. But her old man was one of the first Indian doctor in Donegal. Dr. Nagari's name was. And she was studying to go to the bar.
It'd be better. I thought you said, yeah, that's sorry. Yeah.
And it was a little bit before even the kicks in, you know. It was more or less red wine, testosterone, and and they were all there. Everywhere you turn, there was somebody, you know. So I don't know, not as bad as being in a band. Imagine all that. That's why I never trusted any of that stuff that come out of the Caribbean, if you see what I mean. With all due respect. Bit of an up, wasn't it? Seems to me it went wrong, you know. I mean, it was a win-win situation, but they wanted a little bit more from it. I mean, this guy's a derrance, you know. I mean, how many white rasters do you know, Tom?
White rasters? Oh.
Kinda.
Yeah, I mean, my mate had got dreadlocks, and he was a white guy.
Yeah, it was love America as well, but I'm on about those real ones.
The start worked on him, you know what I mean? He thought, yeah, I'm a fucking Jamaican.
Trustafarian? Trustfundafarian?
Ah, a little bit. Yes, I like quite a lot.
It became a thing in the 70s, the Caribbean. I started calling it the Caribbean. Caribbean. And I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
What was it called? The White Star Liner. They came over and, yeah. And now we got the Yardies. The Yardies thing and the Macon man, you know, it just smacks of man, mate. Smacks of stuff. But the fact that we have managed to export terrorism in the sense that even you chaps are really going to take it up. Consider it debated. What could it do to your society? And, like, you know, whereas we were always brought up, you ain't getting away with this round our town, you know, Americans, John Wayne kind of characters. No fucking, you know, everybody's going to be cool. Even the fucking maggots, even the and then, I suppose, yeah. It's always been, just, the movies have told me what I always thought about America, but so did literature, you know. One of a great book that I read, a shit film with people that they forced upon people. Oh, I like Natalie Wood, another one there. Oh, I like Steve McQueen. Anyway, should have worked out, sabotaged by whomever or whatever studio situation. You know, like, fuck no, I don't know. I ain't even going to follow it, right? But it's Walk on the Wild Side, and it's by a fella called, not Nils Lofgren. I always do that. What the fuck? Algren, his name is something. And it's just a fantastic book about how America must have been. And how the people that we deal with now are really shaped and formed. You know, it's no good them taking on a little bit of career, taking on a bit of martial arts, getting their heads around in the sense. You know, they were on edge. They've been on edge since they, but there were plenty of them, you know, and, sorry, but everybody, sorry. Yeah, but it's called the original Walk on the Wild Side. Neil's out.
It didn't Lou Reed write the song about it.
That's the bit. The film was very, 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 very crap, right? But the book was as, you know, it was as precise and as, I'm not a critic, but you know, as good as any Dashlammer, and it was as good a slice as anything. As Damon Runyon, you see, we go, they dressed him up and they put him in fucking Technicolor and gone, that's it, we dealt with it, it's over. But, you know, the jokes were in there, but it really was, and there he was, Harry Yours, and there was that game, and that was his game, that was his hustle. You know, that's why I like to listen to SMJ people, right? There's an hustle. We all know there's an hustle. I'm getting involved in an hustle of some kind, some sort, whichever way I look at it. I think it's, I'm a little bit different from it because I ain't got any email addresses. It's only a voice print. Well, there you go. But when we all go and live on Mars, which we're not going to go, who knows? Somebody might just find it. It's the only, last thing they got. And somehow, Tom and I and Lumberjack Greg, they play it after a little bit of silicon they got. Oh, fuck, man, we can survive. We can't survive without whatever it is. And the art is, people, they're using the art again. It's always been, instead of leading us by the, oh, fuck, what do I know? I ain't got an education, Tom.
Man, Tybo, you don't think Elon Musk could pull it off?
I don't even know who the kid is. I hope he can. I've heard about him, but I ain't next to him. I don't know too much about it, honest to Christ. James Burke sounded like he was a Burke. But, you know, high learning, Lumberjack. You know, high learning. Smart things, smart people. Rabbit holes, things to try on, suit, causes to get involved. Yeah. Nobody wants to get mugged off, do they? That's why we need rules in a way, don't we? When we realise that we can all act in a war is the only answer, even if they're only fucking about with it.
Well, war is the way of the world, isn't it? It's the way of war we know now is fake bluff and most counter bluff and deception.
The city I lived in fucking did very well out of buttons.
Could always run.
But everybody knew if we never made any buttons, who the fucking, you know. Yeah, Civil War. Brummagem made. It was a term to diss Birmingham after they never played along. That's why I like Napoleon, Manchester. You know, it was a bit vibrant town built on cotton, or fuck knows what they did.
Busy being the hive of industry, yes.
Yeah, the Golden Triangle has always been the gold. Well, it was never the Golden Triangle. It was that little thread needle street, son. Now you're saying it's encompassing other places.
Yes, yes, yes. This is just what we're identifying, a current plan of action within the country and a certain focus, a certain bias towards that area of the country, the capital, where because there's 9 million people live there, you know, and it's the identity of the country.
You're up to about 17 million there.
There are other triangles of probably, you know, the structure, plan of attacks, other places, you know, plan, I'd say, so to speak. Control, but yes. Wars. You don't think you're just missing out on them in Brum or whatever, you know? There's similar things going on.
Honestly, that minimum, I wash my hands of it. You remember the time of a club called, what the fucking hell were they? We're going up west. And that, you know, fakery. Never wanted to know too much about it. Could have stood it, of course I could. But I had the excuse that I wasn't actually a provincial. But I was provincial enough that I didn't have to fucking put, and I didn't, you know, I didn't want to even because it was a very ad hoc. It seemed like nobody was quite sure. Aces was ballot. You know, it's trying to establish yourselves. And what do we do? We use rates of some kind. Now, what happened with Birmingham in the 60s when it could have been the Los Angeles, the California, I don't know what you call it. You know, the LA. You'll probably even know the song. It's an old song. We'll build the biggest there you're going to get. In the hills of Donegal. All right. So Birmingham is 74. We're getting everybody. We're getting the big acts doing all the moves. We've got Spaghetti Junction. Didn't necessarily need it. But meanwhile, they're moving all the industry. I mean, taking the plans and slowly moving it in very slow ways. I don't worry about that. Just... And it was all getting shipped out to China. So China was always on for us. If you were ahead of the curve, China was on. And,
from the Brum.
Yes, it was very well known.
Popular culture.
Two banks in Birmingham, Bank of Ireland, who were going skint, now own the post office, and the other one was the Bank of China.
Now, was Slade from
you could have two bank accounts. Sorry?
Was Slade from Birmingham?
Wolverhampton, don't know who the management were. I mean, they were, you know, I mean, people wanted to come or not come, but I got turned over. Thing is, Cliff Richard started loving us too much. He loved us up a bit too much. But yeah, there was a lot of things launched. Gary Newbon, sports coverage was really tested. I don't know. Television have its identity other than a rolling news. Fuck knows, Tom, because
I the Midlands are certainly not left out of these shaping plans. They're very, very important.
Lou Grade was your man. And then the BBC caught up. They've knocked down the Pebble Mill next to the university. We have a university. It's like South Korea. O'Halloran should like set up a website there. Because everybody, there's noodle bars, and they're there. You know, I got no complaints.
My cousin did medicine in Birmingham.
All right, then yeah. And let's hope he did it when he thought it was a fairly decent place to do it. Possibly like Edinburgh. But it's not about the nightlife. It's not about the crack, is it?
Oh, well,
it might be about tapping you up for the future. Yes, I understand.
It's sprawling, Birmingham, for me.
It's
the little places outside. Lovely.
Bit sick, though, you know. And we're trying to gentrify. We were all right for a while. And then radicalisation, yes. Testbed, yes. But that was because the media were there, you know. We had two studios. London had whoever they had, but they were, you know, they had that many rotten boroughs. While they were fighting it out, you know, a lot of people consider Pebble Mill to be groundbreaking in the sense of the fact that it can broadcast daytime television well before Manchester. You know, I'm not an expert. I wouldn't even consider it. But the benefits or the, you know, the knock-on effects or the radicalisation effect of it was, but yeah, there were things happening. Now there's nothing happening. All there is this slight hiatus, this sabbatical of jihadism. But it's still the same old organ of the press in that way. There's a, you know, fuck me. There's more word of mouth goes round because of the fucking drug dealers. You know, I mean, not everybody, I ain't saying that. And I ain't saying it's black and white, and I ain't saying lines are drawn. You know, and I ain't saying everybody chill out and listen to all the music, you know, and I ain't coming any of that. I'm saying we had to take, it's brought about, who knows. But otherwise, you know, the Midlands, fuck everybody else. Come here and you can go and visit them, more or less, is how it should have been. But, you know, we made it very, very inhospitable. And really, they everybody shrugs their shoulders and can't understand why nobody fucking likes them. And everybody
In popular culture, we had Crossroads as a Midland soap. Now we haven't even got any popular culture for not much for the Midlands these days.
Good. So we don't deserve it.
Yeah, you do.
We dropped the carrots, as Frank would say.
Dropped the salt.
Yeah, but it was brought about by outside food. I refuse to believe that the indigenous were that fucking stupid that they were getting paid for cunts, you know? But what happened is that they had a look around and there wasn't really anything to come. So they just held back. Well, it should have made sense. Anyway, it's all right now, you know. I'll just plenty of them to say I'm the cracks fan. But yeah, as they say, I ain't going to make it in the low guides in fucking 975 places you ain't going to go to before you fucking go terminal, is it? But that's why I came back. I am that contrarian. I never ever thought I would, you know. Oh, fucking hell. I remember him when it was changing as well. And I never thought I'd come back. My granddad died 91 April. And I ain't good with dates at all. But it's just because the other day I said, when he's going back 91. I ain't from just before his birth and all that. Because I don't celebrate anything. I haven't. I mean, I've been pretty fucking piss poor existence. But only to fight against the idea that you don't have to buy me. We don't have to celebrate, you know, and this is what's like fucking us up. So I didn't, you know, there ain't no christenings, there ain't no fucking wasting money on flowers, there ain't no. And even if I was a gambler, I still wouldn't waste it on shit like that. Because the wedding, the big, come on, they sold us this, you know. They sold us celebrations that we're entitled to, but even if we're not. Alright, what am I saying? I'm talking to myself. What was it going on about? Oh yeah, bit of a cunt. Birmingham. Could have been cool. And then a brain drain, and ain't involved in the triangle. Poor old Welsh, they're just up the road. I tried that, plenty of drugs. Mamba's a big thing, again. But I can't believe I'm here, and they go, oh, fucking hell, they still fucking about with that then. But yeah, it's become a thing. Well, I thought everybody had washed their hands of all that years ago, you know. Fucking about with people, there. Better than Tamazepan. Better than Johnny's. Perhaps last time. Get up my face, yeah. Yeah, the point is summon the flaming. What are we saying?
I'm going to have to say goodnight. Sorry, bud.
Excuse me, I'm going to have to say goodnight.
Night, night.
Well, I'll speculate on. Oh, goodnight. What's on?
I've got to go to bed.
What was that?
I've got work. I've got to do something in the morning. I've got to lift some stuff and help out someone.
Phil's been a late day.
About tomorrow. So I need my rest. So I'll see you later, Chris.
Okay. Well, can I ask you one more question for you?
Yeah, ask me. Because after the plethora of questions you've asked me and I've answered this evening, go ahead.
I've been set on edge by him. He's put me at loggerheads with you and I've never... That's up. I really didn't want to know about the...
Oh.
Why are we trying to... I'm not an interlocutor. I do feel as we need prompting. I'd like you to prompt me. So ask to prompt me as a prompt mode before you get to bed.
Prompt you to what?
Carry on. Get to the point. What's the point?
Point of what?
Does it go any further, the golden triangle? Because I'm going to explore it. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to have a sleepless night. If you can go to bed, work out in your head. Do you know I mean do any further research?
You said you'd read and followed my Heron's thread, my Cambridge Heron's thread. Now, if you'd gone back to that and you'd looked at that, you could see that I started talking months ago, long time, a few good months back, last a year ago.
I don't know when Heron's left the country and come back into the country. All I know, the conger eels are endangered because we let too many fucking birds.
Too many of them fuckers.
All right, Chris,
I'll see you later, man. Hey, I've got a lovely morning. I'm tired. I'll see you later, mate.
Hey, Tom.
Greg, we have a thing in Great Britain called the Royal Society. Talk sometime,
yeah. Get a word in his wise, yeah.
I'm not being ignorant. I don't know what... Oh, what to say. Are you... Oh. Hi, Greg.
Oh, hey, what's up, man?
Well, what's up is we have a failure to communicate.
Failure to communicate, huh? Okay.
I'm not making myself clear.
I can't say as I understand what you're getting at, but yeah.
Well, I'm not getting at anything, am I? I'm certainly not pointing at anything in the current debate.
Yeah.
I was trying to. Tom lives in London. I don't know. An American I met, who said to me in one of those...
He lives in Cambridge, what do you mean?
Yeah, I know, but I met an American one day, in Amsterdam it was, and he was going home, and he's going to let me buy his. And we had a nice... Anyway, he was all right, he was a good kid. He says, I'm going back home now. He says, a lot of Americans, they're never going to have this time, like with me and you, about Chris. Whatever he said. Oh, fuck off with all your bollocks. And he left me $20. I don't need your money, right? Buying a drink. I didn't, you know, he was there. In fact, he was he's independently wealthy, but he's making out, he was just bumming it, you know. And I don't, you know, I ain't trying to win friends over. And he said, and he left, tried to leave me everything in his pocket as he was going home. And we never got to the point of it. So, yeah, I was a bit like that in his company. And so I never got to the point of it. And he said to me, fuck knows, I can't remember what he said. It was a bit like Tom was going to say, but it was 30 years ago. So that don't make any sense.
Right.
That's the sun, yeah. Not the cuff that carries you off, it's the coffee that carries you off. I'm turning you up as my... Oh, fuck it. I'm abusing my powers here. Huh? Dell's back. He's of a similar age to us. Tom's telling me about this golden triangle. Is that any better? And I tend to agree with him. It's just up the road. Well, it's not up the road. And I don't know how the United States of America could ever become a cohesive, you know... And it takes a lot of goodwill for everybody to... 161 new messages. Is that you, Lumberjack Greg?
Not 161 messages. What's that?
I was going to say you've been busy.
Oh, the chat's been busy. I'm looking at it right now.
I'm going to jump to the present. What should I do? I think I'm going to jump to the present. There's somebody hold me in. There we go. Oof. So maybe salt deficiency could be the reason why there is such a gluten phobia. Thank fuck for that. Could have been worse. At least nobody's practicing it. The only reason I came into the abs, this is not part of the remit, Lumberjack Rig. is there? I don't know where we can explore. I don't know. I was kind of agreeing with Tom. Well, I was very much agreeing with him because of where he lives. And he's saying this has been... I mean, he's saying it's been co-opted or where it's been held up to be... You know, I mean... Ooh, what do I mean? I sound like a valley girl. What do you mean? I mean, I gotta fear the cat. What do you mean?
Cat, come here.
Yeah, I'm gonna fit there with a cat. Hey, what are you doing? Come here. Put me off. I was gonna tell. I was gonna put words in someday. I'm not gonna put words in your mouth. You're causing me in the live stream. You know that? Ooh. That'll be funny. Alright. Yeah, five.
In order to.
1, 2. Say 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. 10 and 11. You're padding. That is no good. Fear pad. Is it like. You stink of gasoline. Have you got away? No, it's gone away. Good. Yeah. I don't know. That's been traumatized. Certainly seems possible. Certainly does. So the point was, is it's not even a case of whether we believe everything we see. Whichever hooks us, whichever whatever that we follow, we're all covered in this flaming... It's just too hokey. Just too hokey, hokey, hokey. And just... to path. But it doesn't strike me as a homegrown. It strikes me as somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who's had a good idea. And, you know, everybody's in place and so that'll be that, isn't it? Fucking all these kind. Everybody does, you know, everybody wins. The point was, as Tom was saying, that the very UK, British, in his case, is a very southern-centric thing. Well, not centric, how can it be centric? But you know what I mean. There are boundaries to it. There is no centre, but the points are. And it's all ran his way, so we all know what it's all about. And it kind of struck me that I'd like to ask him more about it, because lo and behold, but a junk old ephemera, American culture that I resisted. Yes, I resisted it. It was there. And I deliberately resisted it. I thought, I'm not going to have any of it. Oh, it's ever so good. You should watch this. It's great. And I never even got the point where, go on then, I'll just give it a watch. It's called Twin Peaks. Fucking syndrome mad, everything, you know, everything. Having, I've seen Eraserhead in situations where it was shown. Well, no, not for me. So I managed to avoid it. But having heard that it's going to happen 25 years later, you think, for fuck's sake, no. I've never ever bothered so much. Kidding, Journey fucks up, or whatever, you know. So he will have to make, you know, he'll, what's they call it when they make, he will have to, what's the word? Fucking up. Make attrition. Not attrition. It's the opposite of attrition. Contrition. Anyway, you have to do something. I don't even know. It's not as simple as it is. I can't. Well, it's because you're talking to me. You don't know about it. And, anyway, so 25 years later, so I watched it all in about a month. I didn't share it. I didn't share it with my girlfriend. I thought, no, I'll let that just be me lynching the rest of the world at that time. And I've been updated. So, when Tom goes Golden Triangle, episode 204, which I can't get my head around, but it makes that kind of internal logical sense that, well, we've come to expect. Fuck, man. Imagine if we can make films that didn't make any sense. Good. And he's got this little triangle, a burning triangle, when he's a jackpot kid. It's the jackpot. Dealing with it anyway. So, if you're interested in it, go and have a look at it. If you're not, got nothing to do with it. But wouldn't it be odd if they're just using it, you know, the banker, almost like that. The original, what were they called? You could get those symbols. Front banks here, the front bank. Yeah, cook somehow. Clip on. Bollocks. Hi. Oh, fucking hell.
Hi, this is Prasian. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.